Hey, Red Sox fans, here for another great series at Saemla Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater as the Salem Red Sox welcome back to town the Fredericksburg Nationals. Now, it's been a long time since the Fred Nats have been here in Salem. In fact, the last game that was played between these two teams at this venue all the way back on May 27th, nearly 3 months ago. And we're winding down in the season. Only 18 games remain for most teams. Fredericksburg, one of those exceptions, will have 19 games due to a doubleheader scheduled with Delmarva during the final week of the season. But taking a look at these standings, Giovanni, everyone's in it. 18 games left. The furthest team out in either division is Fayetteville, who's 14 games back. But mathematically, every team is still in the hunt for the playoffs as of today.
Yeah, and that includes the Salem Red Sox, right? Currently sit 8 games back. Delmarva is at the bottom of the Carolina League North. They're 8.5 games back. Then there's that little bit of a gap, right? You jump from the Salem Red Sox, who are 8 games back, all the way up to down east. The Wood Ducks are 5 games back. The Fred Nats, 4.5 games back. And Fredericksburg really, really could use a good series here if you're the Fred Nats, because you could really make a push for some playoff baseball. The Red Sox, obviously, in a situation where, again, they're in it, but you have to win a lot of baseball games. Not only a win in this series, I think the Red Sox, to kind of stay on pace to make a push for the playoffs, would have to win, would you say, 5 out of 6 here this week, Tyler?
Yeah, 5 out of 6 to definitely make a push. But we have to have an abbreviated pregame show when we come back. We're going to take a short break. Starting lineups and injury report when we come back on MILB TV. This song will haunt my dreams.
I knew you'd like that. The reason I did it is because I didn't feel like downloading more free music that's already on my computer.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, the injury report, it's been kind of the same story for Salem. A lot of injuries, a lot of big names out. Miguel Blaze out for the season. Juan Chacon out for the season. Juan Montero just had surgery on his wrist today. He's on the 7-day IL as we speak.
Brooks tells me it might be a little longer if a successful surgery took place today.
Right.
But he posted pictures on his social media, out on Instagram. Thumbs up. He's feeling good, as good as you can, and looking forward to a successful rehab.
On the other side, no one is injured for the Fredericksburg Nationals as of right now and as of their latest roster. So nobody on the injured list for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We'll take you into the starting lineups and a name a lot of National fans have been waiting for, making his single A debut today. More on that in a second. For the Nationals, as written by manager Jake Lowry, leading things off with the left fielder Elijah Nunez. He's here. The right fielder Christian Vaquero, number 9 in the Nationals organization, makes his single A debut tonight. Elijah Green bats third and center. Leandro Emiliani bats in the cleanup spot at first. Royce Martintana bats fifth at DH. Max Romero Jr., the catcher, bats sixth. In the seventh spot, the second baseman, Marcus Brown. The third baseman, John McHenry, bats eighth. And the shortstop, Armando Cruz, rounds out the starting 9. Luke Young will get the nod on the mound for Fredericksburg. For Salem, as written by manager Liam Carroll, Justinson Garcia, the center fielder, will lead things off. Batting second, Luis Ravello at second base. First baseman Lionel James is over at first, making his Salem Memorial Ballpark debut. Johanfran Garcia in the designated hitter spot will bat cleanup. Lira, the catcher. Uten, the right fielder. Alcantara, the shortstop. Salazar, the third baseman. And Feliz, the left fielder, round out the batting order with a Jose De Jose Ramirez on the mound. Take a short break for the national anthem. When we come back, first pitch between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox next on MILB TV. I couldn't tell if they were going to her or not. That's why I rushed out of it.
I kind of like, Evan hates it. I kind of like when you carry the anthem for a second. I like it better when it's sung.
Salem resident Levi Whitcomb doing the national anthem in a quite unique version of the national anthem as well, playing it on the violin. Well, that takes us into our first inning of play here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, let's get you to know who's on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. Jose Ramirez, a 3-8 record with a 3.69 ERA. The right-handed arm hails from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Will be making his fourth start this season against Fredericksburg. Has been with the Salem Sox all season. Against Fredericksburg this year has gone 0-2, allowing at least three runs in each appearance against the Fred Nats. Good news if you're this Fredericksburg team.
Yeah, I mean, he really struggled. To put it bluntly, last time around against the Fred Nats, that was back at the beginning of the month, August 2nd, on the road in Fredericksburg at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. And, I mean, he was pulled immediately, essentially. Went just two-thirds innings in a loss. He ended up giving up four hits, four runs. Only one of them was earned. He walked one. Just was not Jose's best stuff. A guy that was really an ace for the Red Sox early on in the year. And, you know, teams have just kind of started to figure him out a little bit. Really looking forward to seeing if he can get back into a groove here tonight in Salem.
Well, Jose will see the Fredericksburg Nationals for, again, the fourth time this season in a revamped Fredericksburg team. Worth mentioning, out are Andrew Pinckney, Yo-Yo Morales, and Dylan Cruz. Cruz was called up to Double-A Harrisburg. Yoandy Morales and Andrew Pinckney going to High A Wilmington to play for the Blue Rocks. So this is really an opportunity for Salem, who got shelled by this Fredericksburg team in their last series, a 5-1 series loss, to try to get some revenge against a now, for lack of a better term, weakened Fredericksburg roster. Leading things off, Elijah Nunez, 2023 draft pick out of Texas Christian University. He's batting 370 on the season and will lead things off. First pitch of today's ballgame is right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Right on time, first pitch at 7.05 p.m.
That almost never happens.
The 0-1 pitch to Nunez is cracked towards left field. Albert Feliz is underneath it and will reach up to make the catch for out number one. Defensively for Salem, Albert Feliz in left field, Justinson Garcia in center, Nathaniel Uten in right, Gianfranco Salazar at third, Marvin Alcantara at short, Luis Cervello, the second baseman, and Lionel James is over at first. The battery for Salem, Jose Ramirez on the hill, with Enderson Lira doing the catching behind home plate. Called strike, and here it is, the single-A debut for Christian Vaquero, the number 9 ranked prospect in the Nationals organization, has been working his way up to this moment. The 0-1 ball outside, and the count goes even to Vaquero. 1-1.
Cuban native.
Not too often that we see a Cuban national. It's a 1-1, big swing and miss. First swing we've seen from Vaquero, but not too often that we see a Cuban national make it up into the minor leagues. It's a market that's mainly been dominated, as the 1-2 is just chopped on and missed, and Vaquero a little out in front of that one, tried to hold it back and couldn't. It's the first strikeout for Ramirez. But I was going to say it's mainly a market that's dominated by the Dominican Republic and Venezuela. You have a little bit of Panama in there as well, but not too often that you see Cuba, with it being such a huge sport down there too. Well, it brings up Elijah Green. Bats third, has struggled a bit this season. Ball will go downstairs and skips away.
Despite being one of the top prospects in the organization, I mean, they're looking for him to just kind of explode. I think the expectations were so high for Elijah Green this year. Hasn't quite lived up to all of the hype, but nevertheless, a good ball player, still developing.
The 1-0 delivery is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The one big concern with Elijah Green this season has been his tendency to strike out. Had a Golden Sombrero game in the first series the Fred Nats played against Salem at this ballpark. So 1-1 is hit. That's a base hit into right field. And Elijah Green will start off his day on his first game back from a rehab stint down at the FCL level. Just got called back up to the team. And Elijah Green impressing early with a single into right field.
Yeah, he just barrels up a slider down and away, and he's able to poke that thing on the ground into right field. Got through the defense and a base hit. Two out base runner here for the Fred Nats in the first.
Brings up Leandro Emiliani. First pitch swung into foul ball for strike one. Leandro Emiliani batting .224 this season. Facing Jose Ramirez, a 3-8 record. 3.69 ERA and 78 innings pitched, one of the highest on this Salem team. 69 strikeouts to go along with it. The 0-1 straight down the heart of the plate, and it's an 0-2 count to Emiliani. The Red Sox recently have been struggling. It could be not only a big boost in the standings, but a big morale boost to have a series win against this Fred Nats team. The 0-2 is chopped on foul as Green slides into second base, but will have to retreat.
Yeah, especially when you think about, you know, it's tough to go on the road and just kind of get pieced apart, right? Red Sox lost that series just a couple of weeks ago in Fredericksburg. They lost 5 out of the 6 games that they played, despite an incredible Saturday night. And, you know, to kind of come back this week would be huge.
Ball call or time called before the pitch was thrown. It would have been ball one to Emiliani. Instead, the count remains 0-2 as Emiliani called time.
I think the Red Sox do have a good chance at bouncing back here. I mean, Pinckney not in the lineup, Morales not in the lineup, and Cruz not in the lineup. It's a completely different team.
Dodging a Cruz missile.
I like that. I saw you put that in the game notes. That's nice.
The 0-2 to Emiliani is hit the opposite way. That's a fair ball down the third baseline. It's picked up, no throw, and everybody's safe. And that was just a swinging bunt that went perfectly against the shifted Red Sox.
Yeah, he just kind of knuckled it off the bottom portion of the bat, in on the hands, and ended up with an infield single. Salazar was playing so far to his left-hand side, far away from the bag by about 15 feet. Obviously, you can't shift anymore, but still the slightest little shift in the defense that the rules allow, and it ends up biting the Sox there.
Brings up the DH. Royce Marquintana has been a Sox killer. First pitch fouled off. Fredericksburg wearing gray pants with a navy blue stripe up the side. Red jerseys that read Fred Nats in white script on the front. Navy blue numbers on the front left, white numbers on the back. Navy blue caps when the Fred Nats are in the field, with red brims and a white logo. The 0-1 to Quintana, straight down Main Street, strike two. Red Sox on the other side are going with white pants, a navy blue stripe down the side, white jerseys, red numbers on the front and back. Red Sox written in red across the front, the traditional navy blue caps for the Red Sox with the red S insignia on the front.
Both these teams keep it pretty traditional. The only two teams in the Carolina League that have the namesake of their top of the organization.
The 0-2 is chopped over to short, picked up by Alcantara. He'll throw on to second for the out. An inning-ending fielder's choice for Royce Marquintana. A pair of hits for the Nats, but nothing to show for it on the scoreboard. Salem gets its first opportunity with bats in its hands when we come back on MILB TV. A pair of hits in the top of the first for the Fredericksburg Nationals bring the Nats into the defensive half of the inning. And we'll get you to know who's on the hill for the Fred Nats. Luke Young, the right-handed pitcher, 4-4 with a 4.40 ERA in 73 and two-thirds innings pitched. He has struck out 78 batters, so just over a strikeout an inning on average for Luke Young. He gets the starting nod today. Young, a native to San Angelo, Texas, went to Midland College in Texas before he was drafted by the Washington Nationals organization. Justinson Garcia leads things off, the center fielder. His younger brother, Johan Fran Garcia, is batting in the cleanup spot. Had a really cool moment on the road in Delmarva when Justinson was driven in by his younger brother. First pitch, foul ball, strike one.
And the lineup kind of sets up for that again, right? You got Justinson batting first, and then you got Johan Fran Garcia, the DH today, batting cleanup.
A swing and a grounder to third. McHenry will throw across the diamond to Miliani's. Got it, one away. 5-3 ground out will open the Red Sox half of the first as it brings up Luis Trevello. Had a little bit of an injury scare in Delmarva, sat out for a couple of games, but then he came back for the Sunday series finale and hit a home run that kickstarted a 7-run sixth inning in the Sunday series finale against Delmarva. First pitch to Ravello, a ball on the outside part of the plate. The 1-0 count to Ravello. Lionel James sets to bat next as the first baseman in the three hole. Pitch to Ravello, called a strike downstairs, one ball, one strike. Umpires in today's game, Michael Corbett is in the field. Chris Jenke, the man behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes. 1-1 to Ravello, check swing, called strike.
You know, Tyler, this is kind of a random tidbit, but I think Luis Ravello might be the only guy to be here all year and not change his walk-up.
I think you might be right. Here comes the 1-2. A swing and a grounder, foul. We'll get you caught up on the Fred Nats defensively. Elijah Nunez in left, Elijah Green in center. Christian Vaquero, single-A debut, is in right. John McHenry at third, Armando Cruz at short. Marcus Brown at second, and Leandro Emiliani, the first baseman. 1-2 to Ravello, taken downstairs, 2-2. Luke Young on the hill. Max Romero Jr., the man behind the plate, doing the catching. The designated hitter is Royce Marquintana. Young sets, picks a leg, fires ball upstairs, ball three, and you can really start to tell that the summer is starting to give way to fall. The quiet hum of the ballpark is interrupted by the humming cicadas over the left field wall.
Yes.
3-2, swing and a chopper, foul up the first baseline.
It is a quiet hum tonight. Not a great crowd on hand. I mean, that's what to expect sometimes on a Tuesday, but, you know, a lot of the Salem faithful still out here tonight. A subtle hum, at the ballpark this evening.
Eighth pitch of the at-bat on the way. Inside called strike three. Ravello can't believe it, but he'll walk back to the dugout uncontested. First strikeout of the night for Luke Young. And if we take a look at the automatic strike zone.
That was the right call.
Yeah, it was the right call there.
Paints the inner corner.
It did.
Sharp looking pitch there by Young.
First pitch to Lionel James. Sets downstairs for ball one. So Ravello, in all fairness, made it look a lot more inside than it was. He kind of tried to duck out of the way and avoid it, but there was no fooling Chris Jahnke. Second pitch to James, same location, 77 mile per hour curveball from Young, and it's a 2-0 count.
Well, and to begin with, Ravello kind of crowds the plate in his approach, in his stance at the plate.
2-0, back up the middle. That's a base hit for Lionel James. He has his first hit of the night, and it will bring up the Salem Memorial Ballpark debut of Johanfran Garcia.
Just kind of kissed the line drive out in the left field. Nothing crazy, only 85 off the bat, but able to get a piece and put it where nobody is for a two-out knock here. Both teams with two-out offense. You know, the Fred Nats couldn't generate anything out of it, stranding two aboard. Can the Red Sox get something going here?
The younger Garcia batting 176 through one series. He'll take the first pitch, a ball downstairs. As a bat-first profile that's looking to develop his defensive skills while in Salem. Listed as a catcher, he'll swing and miss it. The second pitch of the at-bat count goes even 1-1.
I mean, he had so much high praise down in the Florida Complex League. Many of the journalists that cover the minor leagues of the Red Sox just had
Pick off back to first in safe.
Yeah, sorry about that, TK. Nothing but great things to say about Johanfran Garcia.
And so far, he has delivered just one RBI. It was driving in his older brother. It was just such a nice moment over in Delmarva. He'll check a swing on a 1-1. Goes upstairs, and I believe the count is now 2-1. And it is. There was no signal from the umpire on the check swing. It chirped me up for a second, I'll admit. Runner at first, 2-1, two outs, bottom one. Pitch from Young is swung on and missed, counts even, 2-2.
That is a beautiful breaking ball. I mean, he just puts it in the strike zone, down and away, right on the corner, and that's just a tough pitch to hit, which is why Garcia whiffed at it. So much lateral movement to that.
Two balls, two strikes to Johanfran. The pitch is swung on and missed. Four strike three, and the easier name to say of the two brothers goes down on strikes. That's the end of the first inning. We're scoreless. Top of the second, Nationals coming back up to bat when we come back on MILB TV. No sign of them. Back here for the second inning of play on MILB TV. As the Salem Red Sox and Fredericksburg Nationals are tied at zero after one inning of play, both teams collecting at least one base hit, but no runs to show for it. And hey, for those of you who are in college or even some high schools, happy second day of classes. I've not been shy about sharing the fact that both my broadcast partner and myself are current college students over at Virginia Tech, about 40 minutes down the road. And it was our second day of classes. And, you know, I feel like I'm already struggling and it's only syllabus week.
Yeah, a little bit of an overlap here, but, you know, just so grateful to be here. This is an incredible opportunity, an incredible partnership with Virginia Tech.
First pitch, called strike to Max Romero Jr., the catcher out of the University of Miami.
We got our plates a little full here for the next couple of weeks, but awesome to be here tonight. Beautiful night for baseball in Salem.
Deal one to Romero, chopped over to second. Ravello will throw on to James. Got him. 4-3 ground out for Max Romero Jr., leads off the inning. And, you know, I wouldn't mind if we go an additional week from what we're supposed to, see the Red Sox rocket up the standings and try to make a postseason push.
That would be beautiful. I mean, that would make this next couple of weeks incredibly exhilarating, considering they're 8 games back. That would be a lot of winning baseball.
But 18 games to go would need a lot to go right. First pitch for Marcus Brown is downstairs. Now, as a reminder, Salem ends their season with a home series against the current division-leading Carolina Mudcats. 1-0 comes inside, called a strike. 1-1 to Marcus Brown. If Salem is within 6 games of Carolina, theoretically they can catch them with a sweep.
True.
1-1 to Brown, comes inside for 2. Now, of course, that relies on Down East, Fredericksburg, and Lynchburg also doing some losing of their own, but
that also is an incredibly tall order.
2-1. Ball comes inside, 3.
To sweep the Mudcats.
Now, Carolina did just lose a series on the road to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Question is Carolina starting to slip? Yet to be seen. 3-1, it's 4, but it's way more than that. Marcus Brown is plunked in the arm by the pitch. It's technically a hit by a pitch, but it would have been 4 anyway.
Yeah, he wore that one right on the right arm, and Marcus Brown, no stranger to that, tosses the bat back into the dugout and heads down the first baseline. Former Oklahoma State Cowboy.
Brings up John McHenry. First pitch is a called strike. Now, a college you probably have never heard of, Cerrocoso Community College over in Southern California, the collegiate home of John McHenry. Pickoff will get away. It's a pickoff error on Jose Ramirez. And heading to second is Marcus Brown. First error of the night on either side. And time called. Now, Cerrocoso Community College, I'll give you 3 guesses on what their nickname or their team name is.
I like these games.
Now, they are from Ridgecrest, California, which is in Southern California. So, any guesses?
Do I get any form of hint?
0-1 is a foul ball back. You know what? I'll give you a pretty big hint that can take away a lot of options.
Okay.
It is a mammal.
Ooh, a mammal. Okay.
But I'll also give you this. It's not a basic mascot. It's not a lion, a tiger, or a bear. The 0-2 downstairs for 1. It's something you don't see too often.
I'm going to go with the manatees.
No, it is not a sea creature.
Okay. A manatee is a mammal. Right?
It is. Okay. It is.
Okay. I was thinking California. Okay.
1-2, by the way, the count to McHenry, runner at second base with 1 out.
I'll let you get the pitch here.
1-2 from Ramirez. Downstairs, 2-2.
The koala bears.
Now, I don't know if anybody in the country has the koalas as a mascot, but I would love, love, love to see it.
Okay, so that's not correct.
It's not correct.
All right. That's disappointing.
I'll give you a bigger hint if you can't get it here.
Okay. I'll let you get the pitch real quick.
Okay. John McHenry facing a 2-2 count. The pitch from Ramirez is inside, 3. We got a full count.
I'm going to go with a mammal. A mammal. Let's go with zebras.
All right. We're getting a little out there.
Okay. Well, I figured I had to be outside of the box.
3-2, foul balls, straight back, and out of play. So John McHenry went to Cerrocoso Community College. There's a lot of C's in there.
Okay.
The nickname matches that theme. It starts with a C.
A C. A mammal that starts with a C.
That is native to California. 3-2 pitch to McHenry. He chops it foul. We're in a big battle here. It's kind of gone under the radar. That was the seventh pitch of the at-bat.
Because we're talking about mammals.
We are. It is, there is a professional team that shares the same name.
Oh, okay. That makes things better. Let me think things through for that. I'm trying to multitask here.
Payoff pitch. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Check swing on the outside. And McHenry, the Cerro Coso unknown, heading over to first.
There's a pro team. What sport?
Hockey.
Hockey. Now I'm just like completely blanking. Why don't you just give it to
okay.
us?
They are the Cerro Coso Community College Coyotes.
Ah, okay. I almost said hyenas earlier, which is kind of cool.
First and second pitch from Ramirez to Cruz has swung on a miss, strike one.
Coyotes like a hyena of the woods rather
yeah.
than the safari.
I'll give that to you. The 0-1 to Cruz downstairs, and the count goes even to one ball and one strike. You see, I can't give you those quizzes with somebody like our on-deck batter, Elijah Nunez, who went to a very well-known school.
The Horned Frogs just played for College World Series in baseball, a national championship in football. Been a good year at TCU.
1-1 outside for ball two, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they made March Madness as well.
Let's look that up. I think they might have made the NCAA tournament.
I think they did.
Which is, for some schools, an incredible feat. I mean, obviously there are schools that are almost there every year, but TCU kind of one of those year-to-year bubble teams.
Runners at first and second for Cruz. The pitch from Ramirez. Too far upstairs. It's a hitter's count. 3-1.
Let's look that up.
Ramirez will take a timeout to take off his glove and apply some more rosin.
Oh, they did? They were a 6 seed.
See, I had the inkling.
They almost took down Gonzaga. Lost by 3, 84-81.
3-1 ball outside, and the bases will go loaded with one out, and it brings up the TCU Horned Frog, who did play in that College World Series, but prior to his at-bat, Jason Blanton will come out to have a conversation.
Yeah, just not another good Jose day here for the Red Sox, fortunately. TK, kind of taking a look at the bullpen, who would you be first to take up out of the bullpen?
You know, assuming that you have everybody, because there are guys who are a little more fatigued than others from that Delmarva trip.
Yeah.
You know, taking a look at the roster, I would not be opposed to bringing somebody like a Johnny Felix out of the bullpen here, or a Michael Valera.
I'd be completely okay with that, yeah, no doubt. I could see this being, just because it's early week two, this is kind of when Luis Talavera sometimes will enter, and then he'll end up, and that's who it is.
That's who's standing
nice.
Up. You got it right on the money.
Nice. I promise I didn't look. But, because a lot of the time he'll go early week, and then he'll go again by the end of the week, and they'll kind of use him twice.
So it will be Talavera first out of the pen, as it seems right now. But Elijah Nunez trying to drive in. Some double-digit RBIs. He's got 9 on the season. Bases loaded with one out. And the first pitch he takes right down the middle for strike one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Jose.
That's a good way to start out of there. It does not always happen to be a strike right out of a mound visit. So that's always a good way to get things going.
The 0-1 called strike two. And now Nunez will have to protect the plate. What you don't want here, if you're the Fred Nets, is a strikeout and you take away the chance of a sacrifice fly. So if anything's close, I expect to see Nunez to swing here. It's really dangerous to try to work the count back in your favor in such a big situation with the bases juiced. Ramirez fires the 0-2. It's swung on and missed. Nunez tried to protect, but ends up striking out. That is a huge strikeout for Jose Ramirez. Because now that takes away a sac fly, takes away that RBI ground out. and you're putting the pressure on a man making his single-A debut in Christian Vaquero to try to make something happen with the bases loaded and two outs.
Yeah, gorgeous slider by Jose that escaped the barrel there of Elijah Nunez. Well out of the zone, got him to chase.
First pitch, bouncing ball back up the middle. Alcantara steps on second, and after the mound visit from Jason Blanton, Jose Ramirez gets out of the bases loaded jam. We're still scoreless, heading to the bottom of the second. Red Sox coming to bat on MILB TV.
I think it sounds like fire chemistry.
Yeah, I agree.
I think this is one of the things. I think when I do middle innings, 1 o'clock over to football.
Sure. I might talk about preseason football.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. Talk about that crazy game last
night. Yeah. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the second. And it's the second series in which we have been without, but the first year at home. So, Giovanni, unfortunately, it's time to mourn the fact that we are now without Mikey Romero and Gabriel Jackson.
Yeah, but congrats to those guys without Caleb Bolden
as
well.
And Caleb Bolden as well as Gilberto Jimenez.
Yeah, congratulations to those guys, though, for making the move up. You know, it was only a matter of time. I was a little surprised at how quick Mikey got out of here, but, you know, definitely was doing some incredible things. A really, really solid defender. That was the thing, TK. He couldn't catch a break. He's hitting the ball triple digits off the bat, and he's either hitting it right to a defender or, unfortunately, it just can't quite escape this ballpark. So I think he's going to explode, step up in green.
First pitch in, there's Solera downstairs for ball one. Now, the interesting thing about this new Salem roster is that there are three players with an American flag. 1-0 is swung on and missed for 1-1. All three come out of the bullpen. Connor Butler, California native. You have Jonathan Brand, the Georgia native, and Garrett Ramsey from Mississippi. So two Southerners and a California kid take up the Salem bullpen as a foul ball, make it a 1-1 count. Ball and two strikes for Lira. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and Lira will go down on strikes. Third strikeout of the young evening for Luke Young.
Kind of quietly with three strikeouts here, Tyler. Really dealing well. Luke Young having one of his more impressive outings so far that we've seen him throw.
Well, as our great public address announcer, Deanna McNaughton, just said, making his Salem debut, Nathaniel Uten, who's batting just 100 on the season, had a bit of a rough series at Delmarva, trying to figure things out in a Salem uniform. He'll swing and miss at the 1-0, 1-1 count. Native to La Romana in the Dominican Republic, he is young, 18 years old, the left-handed hitting outfielder. At the FCL level this year, was batting .336 with 32 RBIs and just 38 games played. The 1-1 fouled back, heading back towards the booth, but will hit the window to our right. One of the closest calls we've had all season.
That was definitely arguably one of the closest calls. How about this guy, Tyler? A couple of rows in front of us. He's working on his laptop while at the ball game right behind home.
I respect it. School's back.
True.
Pitch comes inside, ball two, 2-2 count to Uten.
Could be a Roanoke College student just down the road. He looks like he's got a game going on his phone. He's watching this game, and he's doing his work on his computer as well.
Could be a scout as well. 2-2, fouled back. I did see a scout for the Minnesota Twins in the concourse earlier today.
Okay.
Usually the scouts will come sit up in the press box.
Yeah.
But you never know.
You never know.
Definitely could be. Now that I think about it, that's probably what it is.
2-2, hit back up towards short, picked up by Armando Cruz. The fire to Emiliani is a little low, but he's got it in his glove. 2 gone. Brings up Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop. Well, in addition to school kicking back up, the fall means a lot more things are starting up again, including the football seasons, as Alcantara steps in. He hasn't had the best start to his season either, batting just 0-8-0. First pitch downstairs, 4-1. Now, the NFL preseason, we're 2 weeks in, 1 preseason week left to go, and then we can actually begin the games that matter. The 1-0 pitch is fouled off for strike one. Now, that being said, last night, you could have fooled me that the game played between Baltimore and Washington was for the Super Bowl, way they were playing.
That was the best preseason football game I've ever seen.
The 1-1 ball upstairs, 2-2. I mean, you had Ron Rivera, head coach of the Commanders, calling timeouts at strategic times. They were treating it in real game situations, and it was a great experience for some of the men trying to earn their way onto that 53-man roster of what to do in these late-game tight situations. Swing and a miss makes it a 2-2 to Alcantara.
And how about a Prokey, a former Virginia Tech Hokie, and Joey Sly with the game-winning field goal for the Commanders?
2-2 pitch to Alcantara downstairs, 3. Now, it also snapped a 24-game preseason winning streak for the Baltimore Ravens.
It was crazy. They were showing shots of the last time the Ravens had lost a preseason game, which, by the way, they lost it by a point 24 times out.
3-2, fouled off, and it keeps the count full to Alcantara.
And they
Cicadas
lost.
Grow louder.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. That was it. That was my
And then again, they lost by a point last night, but last time around, like, the score bug was so outdated, and we're like, oh, my gosh. Like, do you remember when football looked like that? Like, that's how long it had been since the Ravens lost.
3-2 is hit on the ground towards short. Cruz will fire to Emiliani once more. It's in time. 3-3 go the Red Sox here in the bottom of the second. By the way, the year 2015, the last time the Ravens had lost a preseason game. We're through 2 innings here in Salem. Scoreless. Fred Nat's coming back up to bat when we return on MILB TV.
What did Uton do? 4-3 or 6?
6. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the third inning in a scoreless game. Only 3 hits to show for both teams combined. 2 for the Nationals, 1 for the Red Sox. All 3 of those hits occurred back in the first inning. Now that being said, 3 free passes issued in a row. Last top of the second, ground hit by a pitch. McHenry and Cruz walked on back-to-back batters. Loaded the bases. Jose Ramirez is able to get out of the jam on a Elijah Nunez strikeout and a Christian Vaquero inning-ending fielder's choice. Leading things off is Elijah Green. Leandro Emiliani bats second this inning, and Royce Martin-Tana is set to bat third, currently in the hole. First pitch to Elijah Green. He's 1-for-1 today. It's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The right-handed hitting Elijah Green poked it the opposite way into right field to get his base hit and his first appearance back from a rehab assignment. 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike 2. Now, Green was tearing things up at the FCL level, and the question is, and maybe he'll start to tear things up at the single A level now as well, but the question is, why could he do so well there that he wasn't doing in Fredericksburg? The 0-2 ball outside, and the count's 1-2. Green looking to improve upon his season that he had prior to his injury, as there's a foul ball. Keeps the count 1-2. Now Elijah Green went to IMG Academy for his high school. Now that we can play the game with. The foul ball is popped over towards right field out of play. Elijah Green at the FCL level this year batted .318 with a home run, 3 RBIs, and just 8 games played. You have any idea what the mascot of IMG Academy is? It's called Strike 3, and Green is rung up looking. One gone.
More mascot games?
It's last one.
I've heard of it before. Once you say it, it's
the IMG Academy Ascenders.
Yeah. Yep. Which makes sense. Their logo is like kind of this triangle moving up.
First pitch to Emiliani is hit to second, but it gets through the leg of Luis Trivello. Second error of the night on the Red Sox. At least we're assuming that'll be ruled as an error.
I don't know. These days, TK, I would not be surprised if it's a hit.
Well, we're just waiting to see which column on the scoreboard ticks up. It should be an error.
It should be, yeah.
And it is.
It is, yeah. Because they've been faring on the side of hits so much this season that nothing surprises me anymore, I guess was my point.
Right, which is why I think we had to wait on it. First pitch is swung on and missed. Quintana way out in front of it. Runner at first is Emiliani, who reached on the air. Second error of the night for Salem. We're just in the third inning of play. The 0-1 delivery downstairs, and the count is even, 1-1. Slight lead off of first for Emiliani. Lifts the leg and fires as Ramirez on a ball upstairs. 2-2.
Cicadas are howling out there, now that you drew it to my attention. Is that seriously known as a fall thing?
I thought it was a summer thing, but we had not heard them all summer.
No.
2-1 ball outside for ball three.
I mean, it's a humid night tonight, but we've had disgustingly humid nights all summer long.
Yeah, not too sure. I thought it was an all-summer thing, but they're just waking up now. 3-1 to Quintana as hit towards second. Ravello misplays it once more, and everyone is safe.
That, I don't know how you could give that an error.
I think that's a hit, but I do think it's a misplay.
It's a misplay, yeah. I don't think they'll give it an error. That thing was screaming 100 mile an hour off the bat on a one-hopper. Just a really, really tough play. See how they rule it.
And it is a base hit. So we're, I think, 3-for-3 tonight on 50-50 calls.
There we go. It's almost as if we've seen a whole season of baseball at this point.
Runners at first and second with one out for Max Romero Jr. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. He'll take the first pitch low, ball one. Some haze on the mountains over center and right field. Typically, you can see some detail of tree, but it's kind of smoky today.
Yeah.
Foul ball will make it a 1-1 count.
I kind of love that, though, when you can see the layers.
Right.
You know, really looks cool.
MILB.com named it the best view in single-A baseball, a conversation. 1-1 swung on a miss for strike two. And for those who don't know, last time Salem was in town, I had to depart for the weekend to actually call games for Fredericksburg to fill in for our good friend Eric Bach on the road in Lynchburg. I had a very long discussion with the Hillcats broadcaster, Jason Prill. 1-2 is a swinging bunt that's fouled off down the third base side. We had a long discussion on which ballpark had the best view in the Carolina League, and we just agreed to disagree. We were never going to agree.
Okay. What was your vote?
Well, we weren't posting up each other's stadiums. I said it was obviously Salem Memorial Ballpark. He said it was Lynchburg Ballpark, Bank of the James Stadium. And having called three games there now, I can say I blatantly disagree with it.
Doesn't help that it's the 460 rivals.
The 1-2 is fouled off yet again. Keeping the count alive is Romero.
I have not seen Lynchburg in person, but this is something special here. Now, it'd really be something if you kind of did away with the Little League fields behind it as well.
Right.
Obviously, that's not possible. Best Major League view has to be Pittsburgh.
Oh, I was going to say Pittsburgh as well. The 1-2 delivery is outside ball two. Now, speaking of Pittsburgh, Paul Skeens just had his single-A debut for the Bradenton Marauders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just shocked that he's still in single-A.
I believe their broadcaster, former Arizona State guy.
Yeah, he was also last year in the Northwoods League with me.
It's a small community.
It is. Ball three downstairs counts Cole to Romero. Ben Picorni.
Yes. Little shout out. I don't know him, but...
I never met him. He was on the other side of the league. I never met him. I just know of him.
I think he's an Arizona State grad, right? He's out of
yes,
school.
Yes. 3-2. Ball four outside bases will go loaded. Now, he's had some good fortunes. He got Paul Skeens in his first season at minor league baseball in Bradenton. His team last season in the Northwoods League won the championship, so he's had some pretty good fortune.
Well, you know, look at the players we've gotten to see. We saw Jackson Holliday beginning of the year here with the Delmarva Shorebirds. We saw Dylan Cruz down in Fredericksburg. I mean, those are arguably two of the biggest names in the sport right now as far as minor league baseball goes.
First pitch swinging Marcus Brown. It's down in the count 0-1. With only one out in the inning, you're looking for either a strikeout, a pop-out, or a double play grounded into. As a reminder, a force everywhere, including on home plate. The 0-1, big swing and a miss, strike two. This happened last inning. Bases went loaded. Elijah Nunez struck out swinging. Marcus Brown from Oklahoma State trying to not have the same fate. A really good batter, over 300 on the season. Two swinging strikes. He called a timeout, now is ready. The 0-2, ball upstairs, and the count's 1-2.
You got any homework yet?
Not yet, thankfully.
I got a couple of assignments out there, but they're not due for a couple of days.
You know, I think I do have a couple of assignments. I'm just waiting for it to get a little more serious. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. That's strike three. How about that? Second consecutive inning in which the Frednats get the bases loaded. And then Jose Ramirez strikes out the next batter to put two outs in the inning. It's the fourth strikeout for Jose, and it brings up John McHenry.
Yeah, that's big. That's big grit there out of Jose. McHenry got that walk last time around. A lot of walks here for Jose, though, today.
Three walks so far. Ground ball foul. He also hit a batter. Strike one to McHenry. For the second consecutive inning, Ramirez looks to get out of a jam. Now, the first 2 days of classes, which was yesterday and today, comes the 0-1 downstairs, four ball one, one count. Typically known as Silly Week or Syllabus Week, and it's typically saying, hey, here's how my test worked. Here's the homework. Here's what assignments will be worth. What percent of your grade? Now, tomorrow is where the real fun begins, when the actual coursework starts. 1-1 called a strike down low, and it's a 1-2 count to McHenry.
You're calling it fun?
Oh, well, sarcasm heavily implied.
Yeah.
Love the education we're getting, but it can be tedious.
Bill Roth always says.
The 1-2. Called strike three for the second straight inning. Ramirez gets out of a bases loaded one out jam. 8 Fred Nats left on base through 3 innings. We'll continue our conversation in the bottom of the third on MILB TV.
I shouldn't have. I didn't realize what pitch was coming. I wouldn't have talked if I knew it was a 2-strike count.
You're all good.
I was going to say, Bill Roth always says the best classroom is the ballpark.
Good line to use here.
Yeah.
When you come on for the top of the fourth, I'm going to pop out to get water and then be right back.
I got one if you want
it. Appreciate it. I don't need to.
I plugged the City Connect jerseys.
Welcome you back here to the series opener between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. No score through 2.5 innings of play. Bottom of the third, we'll see Gianfranco Salazar, Albert Feliz, and Justinson Garcia step up to the plate. Now, I want to bring up the conversation that we were having before Jose Ramirez got out of a bases-loaded jam. You know, second day of classes over at Virginia Tech. I'm sure wherever you are, whether high school, middle school, elementary, preschool, community college, grad school, med school, wherever it is, it could be your second day as well.
Or next week.
A week, before. Yeah. Some schools started in July, believe it or not.
That is insane.
Now, first pitch, a called strike to Gianfranco Salazar. Real quick sidebar on that. I have a friend of mine that I had worked with a couple of years ago who currently lives in Arizona. The 0-1 delivery is a ball outside, 1-1 count to Salazar. And she is a school teacher, teaches 7th and 8th grade science. And she told me the reason that they start in July is so that they can have more time off during the winter and the spring when it's actually cooler, a swing and a strike, 1-2, count to Salazar. Because, you know, in Arizona, the winters aren't that bad. It's still pretty warm down there, and you can actually go outside and enjoy being outside more so in the winter and spring. So they get more time off in the winter and spring than in the summer, where no one wants to go outside because it's 115 degrees. 1-2, downstairs, 2-2 count. And to be fair, that makes sense. So why not start in July, get the kids in the air condition, and give them more time in the winter and spring?
I completely agree. I mean, they do that in Virginia. They start in July again.
A swing and a foul ball keeps the count 2-2.
Yep, Virginia, they started, what, 3 weeks ago already? 3-4 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, well, some districts. Two, wind up in delivery, called strike three on the outside part of the plate, and Salazar goes down looking. It's the fourth strikeout of the young night for Luke Young.
He's a big out.
Now, he had a series in Delmarva. Big Al really turned on the firepower and showed up a 2-home-run series to get him to a now team-leading 7. First pitch downstairs, ball 1.
Apologies for any technical difficulties that we have going on here.
1-0 to Albert Feliz is a ball outside. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch to Feliz, a check swing that trickles back.
And again, appreciate you bearing with us here as we continue to
fight through whatever technical difficulties we have going on here. Lifted, left field, crushed, the eighth of the year for Albert Feliz. My goodness! That ball had a family! 104 off the bat, Feliz, a 31-degree launch angle. What a shot from Big Al! That was impressive.
104 off the bat. Cooks a fastball high and tight. That's his specialty. Feliz takes it over the wall, and I think our microphone connection might be back here, Tyler.
Yeah, not sure what that was all about, but here comes Justinson Garcia back to the top of the order. First pitch, a called strike on a checked swing.
He snaps into the zone, strike two. It's that beautiful curveball from Luke Young yet again. 75 mile per hour pitch that just snaps in the zone. Great spin rate too, close to 2400. He'll take a ball downstairs and it's ball three. Count goes full to Ravello.
Tyler, I'm going to interject here just to see, again, we're fighting through audio issues here, seeing our microphone connections.
3-2 count. Ball high and away. It's ball four for Luis Ravello. With two gone, it puts a base runner aboard for the one-for-one hitting Lionel James. And time called. This will bring out Justin Lord, the pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Nats had a really good series against the Augusta Green Jackets in their last series, winning five of the six games played against the Jackets. Just a quick visit from Lord as it will now bring up James. He had a solid base hit in the left center field in his first at-bat of the game back in the first inning. Unfortunately for the Sox, he was stranded there as the next batter, Johan Fran Garcia, struck out to end the inning. First pitch to James, a ball on the outside part of the plate, and it's a 1-0 count. One ball and no strikes, a delivery, called a strike downstairs, and the count goes even 1-1. Could be a big opportunity for James to collect a base hit, start a two-out rally to bring up the younger Garcia brother.
All right, we're back in business, TK. We are back in business.
We didn't change anything. I don't know if there was anything ever wrong.
We unplugged some things, replugged them back in.
Runner goes on a hit and run, a blooper over towards right field. Vaquero comes in. We'll get his first defensive action at single A, and it's an inning-ending catch in right field for the putout. One run scores off a Big Al murder of a baseball. A solo shot to left for his eighth of the year. 1-0 Sox through three innings on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fourth inning about to get underway. Defensive battle so far, just a 1-0 score. Taking you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, I hand it on over to my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, TK. Once again, we go to the top of the fourth here in Salem. 1-0, the Red Sox lead it after an Albert Feliz moonshot home run. A solo shot over the left field fence, and the Red Sox have a 1-0 lead. The one run coming in the bottom of the third, and the Fredericksburg Nationals set and ready to go 9-1-2 in the batting order. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. In the nine hole, Armando Cruz, the young shortstop, digs in the right-handed batter's box. Walked in his first plate appearance earlier tonight. First pitch on the way. Cruz swings, missiles a ball out into left field, and it's a one-hopper into the glove of Albert Feliz for a leadoff base hit. Able to just crank a fastball that was high and tight and drill it out into left field for a leadoff base runner.
Solid knock there by the Fred Nats. Keep in mind, Jose Ramirez has worked out of bases-loaded jams in two consecutive innings. He's not too worried about base runners right now, just based off his track record.
So we go to the top of the order. Elijah Nunez playing out in left today. First pitch. And the lefty looks at a fastball down and in, and the count is 1-0. Elijah Nunez has been up twice tonight. He is 0-2 with a strikeout swinging and a flyout to left field. Pickoff over to first, and in there safely diving head first is the speed demon Armando Cruz. Righty on lefty matchup here for Nunez, the former TCU Horned Frog. The 1-0 misses down and away on a fastball, and the count 2 balls, no strikes for Elijah Nunez. Again, a part of this 2023 draft class for the Fredericksburg Nationals that has been so darn effective down the later stretch of this second half. 2-0. Misses just outside on a fastball, and Nunez way ahead here. 3 balls, no strikes. And if you can hear that on our crowd mic, the cicadas here absolutely hissing at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a cloudy, humid night. As a strike finds the zone. 3 balls and a strike now for Elijah Nunez. A get me over fastball finds the bottom portion of the zone, and it's 3-1. Runner on first is Armando Cruz after his leadoff knock. The 3-1. Called strike 2. A late strike call on a fastball high and in, and it finds the zone. Nunez jumped out of the box in disbelief and now digs back in to face a full count.
You know, that's what they teach umpires, is to kind of give that half second to wait.
3-2, runner goes. It misses inside, and the walk is worked on a full count by Elijah Nunez. So the runner went, didn't matter. Lita diagnosed it immediately, did not even think about throwing. Leadoff hit, now a walk. Jose Ramirez still in the ball game for the Red Sox. We go to the 2-hole, Christian Vaquero. Again, making his debut at the single-A level here tonight. First pitch to the lefty. He misses on a bunt formation. Called a strike. Fastball was out of the zone, and he just leaned into it too far. Did not pull away. Nothing in one. 0-2 today is Vaquero. A strikeout and a ground out to the shortstop. 0-1. Called a strike. Slider finds the inside corner. Nothing in two for the young Vaquero, who tore it up in the Florida Complex League. Number 9 overall in the Nationals organization as a prospect. First and second occupied, still nobody out. Red Sox lead it 1-0 in the top of the fourth. The 0-2. This is nubbed off the bat, and coming in to make a catch is Lionel James, the first baseman. Just a shallow pop out that Lionel James is able to get a glove on for out number one, and nobody moves.
Yeah, just kind of got jammed a little there, a little too far underneath that pitch from Jose Ramirez. And Vaquero, starting out his single-A career 0-3. You have a really dangerous bat here in Elijah Green. Just seems like he can either crush a double down the line or strike out, just depending on what kind of mood he's in.
Well, he's done that tonight. First pitch is called a strike. 93 on a fastball on the outer half. Nothing and one. Had a base hit. That was in his first at-bat back in the first. Ended up being stranded on second. He also struck out looking in the third. Here's the 0-1. Misses high and away on a breaking ball well out of the zone that escaped the moist palm of Jose Ramirez, and it's a ball and a strike for Elijah Green. 221 hitter, 29 RBIs, looking for number 30 here with runners on first and second. 1-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball. 93 on the radar gun, and it's 1-2. That was high right at the tippy top of the zone.
Big pitch here.
Huge pitch coming. Decent crowd on hand tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First and second. One gone. The 1-2 misses way down and away. Breaking ball comes in at 80, and the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes for Elijah Green. You have a hot bat in Leandro Emiliani on deck. He has a hit today. Royce Marquintana has a hit as well. He's to follow that. And it looks like we have time assessed here to Elijah Green. He steps out, takes a practice hack, now digs back on in. How about the Sox for Elijah Green? Going with the stirrups today. Red with stripes. The 2-2. Runners go. Throw down to third. A ball outside. This gets away from a sliding Salazar. Trickles all the way into the outfield, and a run scores. We are tied at 1. Coming in to score, Armando Cruz. He was looking to steal third. The Red Sox tried to do too much. Lita threw it away, and Armando Cruz crosses home plate. In at third is Elijah Nunez.
Yeah, I don't really know what Lira was going for there. The runner was basically at third when he let the ball go. You're really only asking for trouble there.
Elijah Green with a full count now, 3-2. Here's the pitch. Misses down and away on a fastball out of the zone. A full count walk. It's the second walk of the inning given up by Jose Ramirez, and there's runners on the corners with one gone in a tie ball game. This is going to be it for the Jose day. Here comes Liam Carroll.
Yeah, Liam Carroll just coming out to really just pull Jose from this game, as obvious as it is to say, but it's been a disappointing game for Salem. You talk about 3 errors committed on the night. We're only in the fourth inning. If you're going to try to make a push for the playoffs with 18 games left, you're going to need to be playing your best baseball right now. And against a really talented Frednets team, it's just defensive errors like this cannot be happening.
A push for the playoffs has to start tonight when you're 8 games back. TK, you said it best. We're tied at 1. There's one gone, runners on the corners. New arm on the hill for the Red Sox. We'll take a short break here. Have a call to the bullpen when we return. More baseball. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
New arm on the hill for the Red Sox. We got ourselves a 1-1 ball game in the top of the fourth. New arm on the hill for Salem, Luis Talavera, the tall right-handed pitcher. Runners on the corners with one gone for Leandro Emiliani. First pitch, runner goes from first. Misses down and away, throw down to second, off target, and taking off, sliding in safely at home to score is Elijah Nunez. It's 2-1, the Frednets lead. Holding was the shortstop, Alcantara. He did not throw home, and they got him with a double steal.
I don't get it. Maybe Lira knows somebody is important in the crowd tonight and is trying to show off, But it's been Lira's mistakes that have driven in two runs for the Frednats here in the top of the fourth.
1-0 to Emiliani. He looks at a fastball high and away. And the count now, two balls, no strikes for the 232 hitting Emiliani. 1-for-2 today. Base hit back in the first, advanced on an error in the third. He was left stranded at third base. Runner on second, the 2-0. Swing and a ripper into right field for a base hit. Rounding third is Elijah Green. He gets the wave home. He scores. It's 3-1. Fred Nats lead. RBI single for Leandro Emiliani, his second hit of the day. Sometimes things go from bad to worse, TK.
Yeah, and, you know, you can't put too much blame on Talavera there. He allowed a base hit. Those runners were inherited and both go against Ramirez's line, but you said it earlier, it just hasn't been the greatest Jose day.
First pitch to Royce Marquintana. He waves and misses on a slider down and away. The count nothing and one. You bring up another hot bat. With still only one gone and a runner on first, Quintana with a knock back in the third. Talavera with a nod of the head. He deals 0-1 down and away on a breaking ball. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike.
By the way, worth mentioning, quick update, Columbia dominating Carolina 8-1, the division leaders trailing by 7 in the fourth.
1-1 pitch, check swing, pitch called a strike. Fastball on the inside corner, 96 on the gun from the rifle of an arm of Luis Talavera. Goes with a fastball slider, native of Maracay, Venezuela. Acquired as an international free agent back in July of 2018 for the Red Sox. Played four games here in Salem last season, has been here all year long this year. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball down and away for out number two. It's the first strikeout for Luis Talavera tonight.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by it's unfortunate for Talavera. You allow an RBI single to Emiliani, but it doesn't go against him. Yeah, he had let up a single in the first batter he faced, but a nice rebound strikes out the next batter, but now you have a tall task in Max Romero Jr.
Max Romero Jr., the lefty. First pitch, he looks at a fastball down and away in the count 1-0. Max Romero Jr. was the savior for the Frednats on Sunday, last time these two teams played on the road in Fredericksburg. Here's the 1-0. Ball misses high, and the count two balls, no strikes for Max Romero Jr. He had the walk-off two-run homer over the right field fence in that Sunday ball game a couple of weeks back. He's played pretty good baseball ever since as well. Runner on first, two gone. Talavera deals 2-0. Called a strike on the inside corner. A fastball paints it. Two balls and a strike for Max Romero Jr., former Vanderbilt Commodore. TK turned Miami Hurricane down near your hometown in Fort Lauderdale. Coral Gables, not too far. The 2-1. This is upstairs. Three balls and a strike. Fastball out of the zone for Max Romero Jr. Talavera has yet to walk anybody. There have been two walks here in the top of the fourth inning, and it has helped the Fredericksburg Nationals put up a three-piece. They lead it 3-1. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball to make the count full at 3-2.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I wouldn't call Coral Gables Miami, but they are connected by the Metro Rail down there.
Runner on first, two gone. Payoff pitch on the way. Misses high with a fastball. It's a walk for Max Romero Jr. on a full count. There's first and second for the Frednats, and just when you thought the Sox were going to escape the inning, brand new at-bat coming for Marcus Brown, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy. Three walks in the inning given up by the Red Sox. That's the first one off the arm of Talavera. Here's Marcus Brown. Was hit by a pitch back in the second, struck out in the third. Up for the third time tonight. First and second occupied the pitch. Fastball right over the heart of the plate. I mean, missiled in right down Broadway at 94, and it's nothing and one. First pitch fastball for Marcus Brown, the 300 hitter. Been here for 3 weeks with the Frednats. 0-1 pitch. Check swing on a pitch missing down and in. He holds off a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. humid, but really a beautiful night for baseball. The stars are out. The sun has set back behind the mountains in right field. Here's the 1-1 to Brown. Swing at a chopper foul back behind home plate. 1-2. And again, the Red Sox have them down to their final strike at the top of the fourth. A 3-1 Fred Nats lead. 5 hits for Fredericksburg to Salem's 2, but the glaring piece of that scorebook right now is 3 errors for the Sox, none for the Nationals. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a dribbler right off his own shin. That goes foul. It's 1-2 once again for Marcus Brown. You know, not necessarily looked at as a stud bat, despite batting 300. He's such an incredible defensive player for the Fred Nats. Did that in the Big 12 as well. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider inside out of the zone. And that finally brings the inning to a close. Fred Nats grab 3 in the top of 4. They take a 3-1 lead over the Red Sox. We go to the home half of the fourth. Back in a jiff here in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the fourth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Red Sox ready to go 4-5-6 in the Carilion Clinic batting order. 3-1 your score. The Fredericksburg Nationals lead it after a three-piece in the top of the fourth inning. Their only 3 runs came in the fourth inning. Crazy thing is, Tyler came off with just 1 hit, 3 walks in the inning, an error, and 2 guys were left on base as well. Just a little bit of offense for the Fred Nats, but really more on the fault of the Salem Red Sox defense.
Yeah, well, for Salem, it's interesting, right? Because it looks like you're teaching school children a lesson of how to count. Your runs, hits, error column goes 1, 2, 3.
Swing and a miss for Johan Fran Garcia. Up for now the second time tonight. Struck out swinging first time around. Still Luke Young on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals, entering now his fourth inning of work. The slim righty deals, the 0-1. Swing and a miss once again. Got him with a breaking ball. High in the zone, and the count now nothing and 2 for Garcia. Batting just 167 after explosive numbers in the Florida Complex League. I mean, Tyler, how many times this year have we seen that? Kid comes up and just takes a little bit of time to get acclimated at the single-A level. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball, and Johan Fran Garcia sat down on 3 pitches, his second strikeout of the evening. Strikeout number 5 on the night for Luke Young brings up Anderso Lida. He struck out earlier tonight as well. It was number 3 out of 5 for Luke Young. Lida catching behind home plate tonight for the Red Sox. Righty on righty matchup. Infield playing out for the Fred Nats. First pitch, he chops one foul back behind home plate. And the count nothing and 1. Fastball on the inside portion of the strike zone. And Lida chops it away. 1 homer this year for Anderso Lida. Came all the way back on Father's Day. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses just high. I mean, a half a ball out of the zone. And the count now 1-1 for Anderso Lida. On deck, Nathaniel Uten for the Red Sox. Marvin Alcantara. Here's the 1-1. Nubbed foul down the right field line. Count 1-2. So much youth at the bottom of the order, especially for the Red Sox tonight. Alexis Hernandez not playing tonight for the Red Sox. That certainly kind of throws a wrinkle in things here. No Yorberto Mexicano this evening. 1-2. Misses downstairs on a breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 2-2.
Well, the one interesting thing to note, Alexis Hernandez has not played since the 16th, early in the Delmarva series, which brings a concern of, is there an underlying injury that has not been made public?
He is not on the injured list. Here's the 2-2. Misses downstairs in the dirt again. A check swing and appeal, and Michael Corbett, the field umpire, standing down the first baseline, about 15 feet behind first base, says he does not go, and it's a full count for Anderso Lira with one gone, nobody on. 3-1, Fred Nat's lead in the top, excuse me, the bottom of the fourth. Luke Young, the righty, he deals. Payoff pitch, fouled away. Line drive off the netting, plunks into the seats, and alive at 3-2 is Lira. Man, those cicadas out in the outfield in the woods just continue to make noise. That is the first time we have heard them that vibrant this season. A 3-2. Taken downstairs, ball four. What an at-bat for Anderso Lira. The Red Sox have a one-out base runner.
Yeah, second walk surrendered by Luke Young as well. The thing that Salem now needs to focus on is getting those runners advancing. You can't have runners stay at first base. Your only run came from a solo home run. Try to manufacture some offense here with a runner aboard and just one out.
Nathaniel Uten, the first pitch to the lefty. He looks at a fastball outside. Just about a half a ball out of the zone, and they count 1-0. And this is where the part of the order gets a little tough for the Red Sox. Uten batting below 100. Here's the 1-0. Swings and chops one foul down the right field line on a fastball low in the zone, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Alcantara struggling as well, batting below 100. Gianfranco Salazar not too far north of 100, and then Big Al is the bright spot in the nine hole. He homered earlier tonight. But it does get softer at the bottom of the order. As Uten calls time, steps out, digs back in, couple of taps on home plate, a windmill, and he rests the bat on his left shoulder before raising it. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball high, and it's 1-2. Tyler, college football is right around the corner, and particularly where we are, it means a lot around here. A lot of Virginia Tech football fans. The 1-2. Swing and a foul ball back up over the netting. And alive at 1-2 is Uten. He continues to elongate this at-bat here.
Yeah, and you know, as much as we don't want to talk about it, I have to mention the UVA fans, including our general manager, Alan Lawrence.
He is a big UVA fan. Pickoff over to first. Sliding in safely there for the Red Sox is Lira. He walked with one out moments ago. Yeah, Alan Lawrence, our GM, big Wahoo fan. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a line drive foul into the seats down the left field line. Probably some ODU fans in the area. Granted, that's across the state. James Madison, Harrisonburg, only about 2 hours north up 81.
FCS, VMI, not too far.
1-2, this is a screamer. Out of left field, and it's fouled by about 15 feet into the Red Sox bullpen. Still at 1-2 is Uten.
And how could we forget our old 460 rivals, Liberty University?
Yes, Red Sox have played there a ton this year. Virginia Tech football finished the season there last year. 1-2 again. This hit him right on the hip. Boy, plunked him good with a 77-mile-an-hour curveball. And the Red Sox, with one gone, have first and second here. That's called taking one for the team, and that's a really good at-bat by Nathaniel Uten as well, just to continue to fight away pitches in the zone and ends up taking one.
Yeah, it's the worst way to get on base, but you are still getting on base. It pushes a runner in scoring position with one out, so yeah, it might hurt. But it's going to hurt a lot less if you see your team tied or up in the scoreboard.
Talking about Virginia Tech football a little bit more, considering it means so much around these parts. Brent Pry, entering now year two as the head man of the Virginia Tech Hokies, really has reloaded this roster in so many ways. huge percentage of turnover this year. They have hit the transfer portal incredibly hard, brought in a stud wide receiver in Ollie Jennings III, handful of other receivers that are talented as well. You have some talent returning, brought in a transfer quarterback in Kyron Drones, who's currently battling last year's starter in Grant Wells, who was a transfer from Marshall. Handful of defensive pieces sticking around. I mean, you got Antoine Powell-Ryland brought in on the defensive end from Florida. This is shaping up to possibly be a nice roster for the Hokies. First pitch is fouled back by Marvin Alcantara with runners on first and second. It's nothing and one.
Yeah, I think this can be a good season. You know, if you want my honest opinion, I still think it's a fight to be bowl eligible. But, you know, it's looking to be a better season than it was last year.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Called his strike right over the center of the plate at 93 on a fastball, and it's nothing and two. 0-for-1 today is Marvin Alcantara. Grounded out to short first time around. 3-1 your score, Fred Nats lead. The 0-2. Called strike three. Fastball, and actually, Tyler, I hate to, it was out of the zone. That's a miss behind home plate by Chris Janke. That was out of the zone by more than a half of a ball. It's called strike three. Alcantara retreats back to the dugout for the Sox. That's a huge out number two. It's the sixth strikeout for Luke Young. So it brings up the eight-hole hitting John Frank Salazar. First and second occupied, Luke Young deals. Swing and a miss. Wow, he was way ahead of a curveball. And the count nothing and one. Wind starting to howl just a little bit here. You can hear the metal of the flags clanking off the flagpoles. 0-1. Check swing. Pitch misses just down and away on a breaking ball. And the count evens up at 1-1. John Frank Salazar had some bright spots against this Fred Nats team. Homered on back-to-back nights. Last time these two teams played, that was the Friday and Saturday, the 1-1. Misses in the dirt on a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike for Salazar. Had a two-run shot on Friday. And then in a Red Sox win, that was one of the best baseball games we've ever seen on that Saturday night, ended up with a grand slam in the fourth inning. That gave the Red Sox a substantial lead at that point. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Misses just down and away. This is a fastball out of the zone. And it's 3-1 for John Frank Salazar. Just batting 200. Smack dab on the Mendoza line. 0-for-1 today. He struck out looking in the third. 2-1. Called a strike on the inner corner. And pardon me, that was the 3-1. The count now full. Three balls and two strikes for John Frank Salazar. First and second for the Sox. Two gone. Tyler, probably the biggest pitch of the game up to this point.
Yeah.
For the Red Sox offensively, I should say. Bases loaded, opportunities, of course, on the other side for the Fred Nats. Luke Young staring down the payoff pitch. Misses down and in, and the bases are loaded for the Red Sox with Albert Feliz at the dish. He homered earlier tonight.
Can lightning strike twice? That's really the question now.
Can lightning strike twice? Big Al, eight homers on the year. He leads all Red Sox. Probably not a bigger bat that you'd want at the dish right now if you're looking in particular for a grand slam to take the lead.
Yeah, and for Albert Feliz, has really been turning up the power recently. Had a really good series in Delmarva. Sent a ball into orbit back in the first inning. And, you know, this could shape up to be Albert Feliz really coming into his own here. He's really picked it up in the later half of the season.
Massive opportunity for the man they call Big Al. Biceps the side of Tyler's head, sitting to my right. Albert Feliz digging in the right-handed batter's box. Bases loaded for the Red Sox. Huge spot here. John Frank Salazar on first. Uten on second. Lita on third. First pitch to Feliz. Swing and a miss. He took a massive cut on a fastball high and tight. That is the same spot of the pitch that he hit out of the yard earlier tonight. High and in on a fastball. He just missed it. Luke Young. He deals the 0-1. Swing and a miss again. Big Al with a big cut at a fastball, and TK, that one was right over the plate. I mean, right over the middle.
Yeah, he's just trying to do a little too much with it. Those were two home run swings. He needs to slow it down, protect the plate here.
You do not need a home run here. That's just kind of the Big Al MO. Bases loaded, two gone, the 0-2 pitch. Misses down and away on a breaking ball, and the count 1-2. Now Big Al can kind of step out, ease into the at-bat a little bit here. One ball, two strikes for Feliz. 1-for-1 tonight, it was the homer. 1-2. Breaking ball, rings him up looking. Snapped right back into the middle of the zone, and the Red Sox strand the bases loaded. A 3-1 Fredericksburg National lead. They'll take it into the top of the fifth. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
A toasty night at the ballpark tonight as we head to the top of the fifth. 3-1, the Fredericksburg Nationals lead it over the Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Thanks so much for choosing to spend your Tuesday night with us. Luis Talavera on the hill for the Red Sox. He enters now what is his first full inning of work. Came in relief for Jose Ramirez after Jose ended up going 3 2/3. And coming in to make the final out was Luis Talavera back in the fourth. Luis toes the rubber once again for the Sox. Ended up giving up an RBI single to the first batter. He faced Leandro Emiliani, but then was solid after that. First pitch to John McHenry misses down and in. And the count now 1-0. Fastball out of the zone. Fred Nats going 8-9-1 here in the top of the fifth. The 1-0. Misses upstairs on a fastball. It's 2-0. And that's the thing about Talavera. Has so much velocity. One of the fastest arms on this team. Topping out at about 98. Here's the 2-0. Misses high. 3-0. Just struggles to locate it at times. And you're seeing that right here. Red Sox ended up walking three batters in the fourth inning en route to three runs. The 3-0 misses downstairs, and it's a four-pitch walk to John McHenry. All four pitches were fastballs out of the zone. You can't do it if you're the Sox. You can't do it. Go to the nine-hole, Armando Cruz. He singled back in the fourth, walked in the second. 1-for-1 today with a walk. Ended up scoring in the fourth inning. Came home on an error. First pitch, swing and a rocket out into left field. It's down in front of Feliz for a base hit. Hit so hard that McHenry has to stop at second. Nevertheless, nobody out. Runners on first and second here for the Fred Nats. Back to the top of the order. Go the Nationals.
Bit of deja vu for Armando Cruz. His hit last inning, nearly identical. A hard hit ball to left field that just dropped in front of Albert Feliz.
Top of the order, Elijah Nunez. 0-for-2 with a walk today. He scored back in the fourth. First pitch to the lefty. Misses downstairs. It gets away from Anderson Lira, and it's free bases for the Fred Nats. McHenry to third. Armando Cruz to second on, a passed ball.
Yeah, I mean, it just hasn't been the best night behind the plate for Lira. An error. You had it. A throw down to second base on what ended up being a double steal. Just, I don't know what's going on back there.
Righty on lefty. Second and third, nobody out. The 1-0. called a strike. Fastball on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And it's just one of those things where, unfortunately, it seems like on nights where things don't go right, which is not every night, but on nights where things don't go right, they stack. The 1-1, this is poked foul down the left field line, 1-2. And that's kind of what we're seeing here. The Red Sox have allowed things to stack a little bit. Three errors on the night, multiple walks, just not the best outing defensively for the Red Sox. And offense, only with two hits as well. They have walked a handful of times. Here's the 1-2. Misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Sweeping slider out of the zone for Elijah Nunez, the 354 hitter. And it's not a super small sample size. Been here for about 4 weeks now. 2-2. Swing and a ripper. High into the air, out into shallow center. Garcia charges in, makes the catch. A cannon of a throw home, and it's cut off by Lionel James, who's standing on the pitcher's mound. A sacrifice fly brings in a run, and it's 4-1 Frednats. McHenry scores. Cruz stays at second. Sac fly on a line drive to center field for Elijah Nunez. He does his job swimmingly.
Yeah, it was a good attempt by Garcia. Just didn't have that muscle trying to gun down the speed of McHenry. And unfortunately, it was Talavera's ball to grab.
Vaquero waves and misses on a slider. Low in the zone. Nothing and one. Christian Vaquero once again in his single-A debut with the Frednats. Popped out, grounded out, and struck out today. 0 for 3 on the young evening is Vaquero. We're here in the top of the fifth. 0-1. Swing and a drive right back up the middle. Backhanded glove by Luis Ravello, and he has no play. So an infield single, a base hit for Christian Vaquero, who was 0 for 3 going into the at-bat. That's his first single-A knock.
Yeah, first single-A hit, and the ball's going to go back to the dugout, a milestone for Christian Vaquero.
Brings up Elijah Green. He had a hit back in the first today, walked in the fourth. Ended up stealing a bag in the fourth, and he scored before Jose Ramirez was pulled out of this ball game for the Red Sox. Runners on the corners, one gone, 4-1 the score. First pitch, Green waves and misses on a slider inside, nothing and one. Seven hits for the Nationals to the Red Sox pair. Glance over to first by Luis Talavera, the tall righty. Nods his head, kicks and deals. 0-1, runner goes, fouled back to the backstop. And Christian Vaquero is going to have to take him back to first base. Vaquero is still standing on second, kind of trying to plead his case at something. And are they saying that this was catcher's interference? I believe they are. They just gave Elijah Green first base.
Yep, it is. It's the fourth error of the night in the fifth inning of play, and it's not the cleanest night in the field for the Sox.
So Ender Solita now responsible for two of the Red Sox errors tonight, and the bases are loaded for Leandro Emiliani. First pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away, nothing and one. 2 for 3 today is Emiliani, the only multi-hit Fredericksburg National besides, no, he's the only one, pardon me. Here's the 0-1. Misses downstairs on a slider, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike.
Emiliani is such an underrated part of this Fredericksburg team. You talk about the draft picks, but Emiliani has really been turning it up.
1-1 pitch. Misses outside with a fastball. Two balls and a strike for Leandro Emiliani. 14 RBIs, has every duck on the pond here with the bases juiced, one gone. 2-1, 4-1, the Nationals lead. Here's the pitch. Swings and lifts it high into the air, back behind home plate, shallow pop-up. Underneath it, making the catch is the catcher, Ender Solita, for out number two. And the bases will stay loaded here. You just sat down the best bat for the Frednats tonight. That's a big out. Red Sox still very much in this ball game. If the defense can kind of pick things up a little bit, give the offense a little bit of support. Brings up Royce Marquintana. He has a hit back in the third today. He's 1 for 3. Righty on righty with the bases juiced and two gone. The pitch. Called a strike on the outer half. Slider, half in, half out of the zone. Called a strike by Chris Jahnke, and it's nothing and one. All week long, these two teams will battle here in Salem. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low slider down and away. And it's nothing and two. This would be a massive jam for Luis Talavera to work his way out of, considering it was bases loaded with one gone. Now there's two gone with an 0-2 count to Royce Marquintana. 32 RBIs to his name. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low slider out of the zone once again. It escapes the barrel of Royce Marquintana, and Luis Talavera escapes a bases-loaded one-out jam by striking out two batters in a row. We go to the home half of the fifth. It's 4-1. The Nationals lead back after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is 4-1 with the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox. Giovanni Hinter joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. And we go to the top of the order for the Red Sox. 1-2-3 due up. Justinson Garcia, Luis Ravello, and Lionel James. New pitcher on the hill, a right-hander for the Fred Nats, Pedro Gonzalez, steps on the rubber, takes a couple of warm-up tosses before facing TK, what I'd call really the strongest part of the lineup for the Red Sox tonight at the top of the order.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, this lineup. The talent that we've seen all year is kind of spread out. You have Albert Feliz, bottom of the order, a big chunk of newer guys that we haven't seen too much of in the 6, 7, 8, and then, you know, that group of veterans up at the top, Justinson, Ravello, and James up at the top of the order, and you're exactly right. The biggest chunk of power and skill in this order comes at the 9-1-2-3, and we're seeing 75% of that this inning.
Well, here's Justinson Garcia, grounded out to third back in the first, grounded out to second back in the third, is yet to lift one out of the infield. A lot of flyouts, actually leads the team in flyouts this season. Here's Justinson Garcia, 218 hitter, 0-for-2 today. First pitch to the righty. He looks at a fastball that paints the upstairs outside corner, and it's nothing and one. Justinson Garcia, here's the 0-1 pitch. Check swing. This is off the bottom of his bat, and unfortunately, I think he's going to see an 0-2. Unless that was the sound of it clanking off the leg pad, I should say, of Max Romero Jr., as Romero Jr. is doubled over on top of home plate. TK, what'd you see?
Yeah, it's just a situation where it may have been an area where you don't want to be hit, if you want to put it like that.
Well, if you're watching on MILB TV, yep. Look at the replay here. And yep. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it did go off the bat, it looked like, of Justinson Garcia, though the scoreboard is saying 1-1 count. I thought it was a foul tip off the bottom of the bat after seeing it again even.
Yeah, not too sure. The umpire could correct it. The scoreboard operator may have misread it in real time. The umpire will give a correction to the count.
Max Romero Jr. is A-OK, as he's back up, ready to go, takes a squat behind home plate, and Garcia digs back in. And it is 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball right over the middle of the zone, and Garcia is sat down on strikes. First strikeout of the night for Pedro Gonzalez. That's number 8 as a staff for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Luke Young finished the day with 7, and really, he had a sharp outing. Here's Luis Ravello. First pitch to the switch-hitting lefty. Misses down and in, and it's 1-0. Ravello, again, a switch hitter. When he faces a righty, he'll always bat lefty, the 1-0. Swing and a ripper. Through for a base hit into left field. Luis Ravello pumps the brakes at first, retreats with a back pedal. Back to the first base bag, a one-ounce single for the Sox here in the fifth. Much needed for Salem. They trail it 4-1. Can the Red Sox generate some offense here with Lionel James up? He singled back in the first. He's 1-for-2 today.
What you're hoping is, if you're the Red Sox, is now that you've chased Luke Young.
First pitch is called a strike. 91 on a fastball, low in the zone, nothing and one.
What you're hoping is now that you've chased Luke Young to try to attack Fredericksburg's bullpen, this is a good barometer of how Salem does against Gonzalez.
0-1 to James. Called a strike again. Another fastball. This one finds the inner part of the frame, and it's nothing and two. Runner on first, one gone. Sox trail by 3 here in the home half of the fifth. Long look in for Gonzalez. He picks off over to first, and Luis Ravello standing up on first base safely. Still 0-2. Slight wind gust now, just kind of bursting out into right. See if it plays any factor into this ball game. Pick off again to first, and Ravello is in there. That's 2 disengagements. That's the 2 that you get in the at-bat. One more, he would either have to get him out at first, or it would be ruled a balk due to using all of your disengagements. 0-2. Misses outside on a fastball, 1-2. Well, TK, we were talking about college football being back earlier, Virginia Tech. I kind of want to ask you your thoughts on win total. Here's the 1-2. Swing, this is a broken bat. Poked right to the second baseman, Brown. He underhand tosses it to first. In time to sit down James. It does advance the runner in Ravello. It was hit so softly on a broken bat that there was no opportunity to turn two. So there is 2 gone here for Johan Fran Garcia, the 4-hole hitting designated hitter for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, well, you know, back to your question, and I'll let you get the first pitch to the younger Garcia.
Yeah, righty on righty the pitch. This is inside. He shimmies away from a fastball at the hips, and it's 1-0. Yeah, so Tech, I mean, 3-8 last year, did not play a 9th game. That game was canceled against the University of Virginia, the 1-0. Misses downstairs with a fastball, 2-0. Runner on second, 2 gone, Sox trailing by 3. So I'm thinking ballpark. I think they get to a bowl game. I'm going to say 7 wins.
I was close. I'm going to say 6.
2-0. Misses inside on a fastball once again. It's 3 balls, no strikes for Johan Fran Garcia, younger brother of Justinson Garcia, the leadoff man. You're going to say 6?
Yeah.
I'd love to look at the schedule and kind of break this down after the at-bat. The 3-0. Misses inside, a 4-pitch walk for Johan Fran Garcia. First and second for the Sox. Maybe a 2-out rally on the horizon. Brings up Anderso Lita, the catcher who has walked and struck out tonight. So you look at the Virginia Tech football schedule. Let's go game by game here. ODU.
Give it a win.
Give it a win. I think big win, too. I think after losing out across the state to start last season, teams coming out with a vengeance. Your first pitch to Lita, and it misses high on a fastball, 1-0. Okay, Purdue, tough one. Noon kickoff on a Saturday against a fellow Power 5 opponent in Lane Stadium.
No, I think
1-0. Here's a rocket down the left field line. It's gloved by a diving McHenry. Tossed to first in time. Are you kidding me? What a play by John McHenry as he dove ranged to his left-hand side, made a diving stop at third base, chucked it across the diamond to first in time to end the inning. Hold that thought right there, Tyler. I do want to hear from you. We go to the top of the sixth. It's still 4-1, the Fred Nats lead in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, Connor Butler. A left-handed pitcher on the hill for the Sox. A Biola Biola, California native, drafted in 2022. Round number 20, pick 609 to the Boston Red Sox. A journeyman in college, starting out at Hawaii before transferring to Spokane Falls Community College in the Northwest, and finally Biola, where he was then drafted, making his single A debut here for the Red Sox tonight. How about this, TK? How many times have we gotten to say single A debut, and every time it feels all the more special?
Yeah, and for Connor Butler, his Salem debut, he made his single A debut on the road at Delmarva as well, but Butler, you know, it's such a special program. It's the first pitch ball will go to Romero, but it's such a special moment to get that call after being drafted. You worked so hard, and it's just the next step in your journey.
Yes, and I appreciate the correction, as I meant to say his Salem debut, and it slipped my mind. I actually pitched twice against Delmarva on the 16th and the 19th. Went two innings against the Shorebirds first time around. Had two strikeouts. Went two-thirds innings on the 19th against the Shorebirds. Here's the 2-0. Breaking ball misses high, and it's three balls, no strikes for Max Romero Jr. Gave up two hits last time around with a run. It was earned, had one strikeout. Lefty on lefty. Here's the 3-0. Misses way high and in. And it's a four-pitch walk for Max Romero Jr. Not exactly the start that Connor Butler was looking for here.
No, and he's taken on a really dangerous Fred Nats offense. And for Butler, he had a really good outing in his single-A debut on the 16th when he pitched two no-hit innings, striking out two. Then kind of got figured out by the Shorebirds. This next appearance on the 19th allowed a run on two hits.
Brings up Marcus Brown, who looks at a fastball down and away, and the count now 1-0. 294 hitting Marcus Brown is 0-for-2 today. Struck out twice, was hit by a pitch, made it all the way to third before he was stranded. 1-0. Misses outside on a fastball once again. It's 2-0, and, you know, you hate to say it, but Connor Butler is yet to throw a strike here, Tyler.
Yeah, and you're kind of looking for that get-me-over pitch here, potentially a swing. It put just one on the ground. Turn two.
2-0 is lifted high into the air, out into deep center field. With a read is Garcia, makes a catch in left center field about 5 feet in front of the warning track for out number one. Loud fly out to center field. Brings up John McHenry, who had that unbelievable diving play at third base to end the inning. A hard hit ground ball. He ranged to his right, dove, made a play, chucked it across the diamond in time. Now he digs in the right-handed batter's box. One gone with a runner on first, the pitch. Misses way inside, and Connor Butler just struggling to locate here. That's the second one that escaped him big time.
You know, he's just almost got a lockdown in front of a home crowd. This is a friendly environment opposed to the hostile Delmarva environment that he made his debut in. just taking deep breaths and not focusing on who your opponent is, just out there throwing strikes.
Third single-A appearance, the 1-0. This is missing high on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Half in, half out of the zone. Chris Jahnke doesn't pull the trigger, and it's 2-0 for John McHenry. And again, Butler has yet to throw a strike here, TK. 2-0 pitch. Misses high and away on a fastball. Three balls, no strikes for John McHenry, who is 0-for-1 today. He walked back in the fifth, ended up scoring on a passed ball. Struck out looking in the third. He walked back in the second. 3-0. Misses upstairs. Took a little bit off of the fastball, went with a changeup, missed upstairs. And there's runners on first and second here. 4-1 your score. Fredericksburg leads in the top of the sixth. And the infield converges. Here comes Jason Blanton to have a conversation.
Yeah, only one strike for Butler, and it was that flyout that was induced by Marcus Brown over to Garcia in center field. But you're exactly right. Just has struggled to locate the zone so far. Now you have to take on Armando Cruz, who's 2-for-2 today, including a walk, before you get to Elijah Nunez, who, although hitless today, was a really talented prospect at a TCU, big talent in the Big 12. So you'd hate to see Butler struggle to get through Cruz, then have a bases-loaded situation potentially facing Elijah Nunez. So it's kind of a moment where you need to take a deep breath, either figure it out now or sound the alarm and get the bullpen up and moving.
Well, Chris Jahnke breaks up the party on the pitcher's mound. Says, let's get back to baseball here. Brings up the nine-hole hitting Armando Cruz, like you mentioned, Tyler. Base hits in back-to-back innings. Had a knock in the fourth, another one in the fifth. Ended up scoring in the fourth. Was brought home on one of four Red Sox errors. First and second occupied with one gone. And ready for the first pitch is Cruz. It's on the way, and it skips up in the dirt. It's 1-0. It nearly hit him on a breaking ball. Still haven't seen a strike out of Butler.
Yeah, no strikes put on the scoreboard. That flyout does count as one official strike for Butler, but you're right, nothing that's gotten past a batter.
First and second, long look in from Butler. Lefty on righty, the 1-0. Called a strike. 93 on a fastball on the outside corner. It's 1-1, and how about that? The Salem faithful picking him up a little bit. Maybe that just kind of eases him back into things. Just baseball, played a lot of it. Played 5 years of college baseball. Played a long time in the FCL. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a fly ball high into the air out in a shallow center. Garcia underneath it, chases in, makes the pinch for out number two.
Two induced flyouts to center field here by Butler. A bit more of a fly ball pitcher than the Red Sox are used to seeing, as well as a left-handed pitcher. And really, the Red Sox have only gotten the benefit of a couple of left-handed pitchers all year, most notably Noah Dean. Fredericksburg does hit left-handed batters relatively well, and we've seen that by being able to draw a couple of walks here and poke a couple into center.
Here's Elijah Nunez. First pitch to the lefty, misses outside. Fastball low and away. It's 1-0. You mentioned Noah Dean, by the way. He just got engaged.
Really?
Congratulations to Noah Dean this past weekend, the former Old Dominion Monarch. We will see him, I'm sure, throughout the week. Maybe twice. He's back in the bullpen for the Sox. Here's the 1-0. Called strike. Fastball paints the inside corner. And it's 1-1 for Elijah Nunez. He's 0-for-3 today. Not the night you're typically used to seeing. Out of Nunez, the former TCU Horned Frog. A strikeout. A flyout. Did have a sack fly. And a walk. 1-1. Breaking ball snaps back into the zone. A sharp-looking pitch, and the count now 1-2.
Now, very possible that Noah Dean is pitching while his alma mater is playing not too far down the road here in the season opener for both Old Dominion and Virginia Tech in football.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Team will be on the road at that point, the 1-2. This is down and away on a breaking ball, and the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes for Elijah Nunez. 347 hitter in a small sample size, but I mean, been here for 3 weeks, now going on a month. 347 through almost 4 weeks, that's impressive stuff. First and second, two gone, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got it with a fastball right over the middle of the plate to end the inning. 4-1, Fred Nats lead. We go to the home half of the sixth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Fred Nats holding a 4-1 lead over the Red Sox. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you, TK. Red Sox being out hit right now 7-3. What does the offense have to do to kind of get the bats to come around, generate a little bit more offensive production here, and give these cats a chance?
Well, you got a couple runners on base in the previous inning in the fifth, including getting Luis Ravello into scoring position. It's just more so slowing down and taking smart at-bats. A lot of ground balls have been induced. Red Sox have been striking out a ton so far in this game, most of them coming against starter Luke Young. Just taking smarter swings, slowing down your approach, and putting the ball where you want to put it in the field instead of just swinging the bat, trying to put the ball in play.
Nathaniel Uten will lead us off here. He is 0-1 today. First pitch to the lefty. He swings and dribbles one foul down the right field line, and the count nothing and one. Quickly for Uten. Grounded out to short back in the second. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Was left at second base. The 0-1. Swinging a dribbler. Foul back behind home plate once again, and he's quickly down 0-2. Still Pedro Gonzalez, the righty on the hill for the Fred Nats, now into his second inning of work. Came in for the starting Luke Young, who went 4. Gonzalez with a long look in. He deals the 0-2. Misses way inside with a slider. And the count now 1-2. So, TK, we were kind of going through the Virginia Tech football schedule a little bit, getting to be that time of year. Kind of fall weather as of late. Now, today was a little bit warmer, but a couple of days back, a little bit cooler. 1-2 pitch. Check swing on a pitch missing down and away. It's out of the zone. And the count now 2-2. So Purdue will actually be playing Virginia Tech. Same day we're going to have a home game here. 2-2 lifted high into the air, out into deep left field. Going back is Nunez, and it's over his head off the warning track. Uten pulls in his second. Backpedals back to the second base bag with a stand-up double to lead things off here in the home half of the sixth.
First single A extra base hit for Uten, the Dominican Republic product. Really good to see him just barrel up a ball into left field, hit it about 353 feet, slightly lower launch angle. The bat speed was there on that 86-mile-per-hour change, able to pull into second, and that's really the first solid piece of hitting we've seen from Uten this season.
Marvin Alcantara now steps in for the Red Sox, runner on second, first pitch. The righty cranks it right back up the middle. On the ground, Brown gloves it from second, tosses to first in time to sit down Alcantara. It does, however, advance the runner at Uten all the way to third, and the Red Sox have a run just 90 feet away here for John Frank Salazar in the eight hole.
One quick update from the Carolina League. Good news for both the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. Delmarva defeats Lynchburg earlier today.
Salazar looks at a ball down and in. The count now 1-0. Runner on third, one gone. You were saying?
Lynchburg is threatening, only two games back on Carolina, who, by the way, is trailing by 6.
1-0, chopped to the shortstop in Cruz. He gloves, fires to first in time. It does bring in a run for the Red Sox. RBI ground out brings in Uten to score. And the lead now cut in half. It's 4-2 with two gone, and the base is clear for Albert Feliz, who homered back in the third. Quality baseball there, bringing in a run. An RBI for John Frank Salazar. And Big Al looks at a strike. 82 on a slider, finds the top portion of the zone. It's nothing and one. Feliz struck out in a huge spot, had the bases loaded in the fourth inning. He looks at a fastball inside that nearly hits him, and the count 1-1. 4-2, Fred Nat's lead, out hitting the Red Sox 7-4. The glaring part of the score bug, Tyler, four errors for the Sox. The Fred Nats have been perfect defensively, and here comes Liam Carroll to take a look at Albert Feliz. Did that get the slightest piece of him?
We'll see if he argues this with the home plate umpire, Chris Janke. But Feliz has, as I was mentioning earlier, really turned it on. Eight home runs. He's hit four of the last five Salem Red Sox home runs.
I mean, taking a look here, if you're watching on MILB TV, you really can't see much there. Feliz maybe trying to sell it. Liam Carroll does not win the protest. It's an 0-2 count for Big Al with two gone, nobody on. So Gonzalez stares in. A nod of the head. Here's the 0-2. Misses down and away with a slider out of the zone, and it's 1-2 for Albert Feliz. Eight homers on the year. It felt like just a week ago, Cutter Coffee still led. The 1-2, wave and a miss, and that ends the inning. Got him with a low slider. The Red Sox grab one in the bottom of the sixth. It's 4-2. We go to the top of the seventh. Fred Nat's leading by two here in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball to start a week between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Still Connor Butler, the lefty on the hill for the Red Sox in his third single-A ball game, his first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. TK, the defense hasn't necessarily been there for the Red Sox tonight, but things have gotten better in the error category. They've gone two errorless innings now. A little bit of improvement.
Yeah, it's a little bit of improvement, but after going four consecutive innings with an error, there's not too much that you can speak highly of when it comes to the Red Sox defense. Now, the offense has been clicking a bit more so since those errors have occurred, but as long as the defense can stay clear and zeros keep showing up on the scoreboard, the Red Sox can find a way back in.
Christian Vaquero looks at a fastball high and away, 94 on the gun. And the count now 1-0. You got a pair of debuts taking place. Butler in his Salem debut. Vaquero in his single-A debut. 1-0 misses upstairs on a fastball. And it's two balls, no strikes for Christian Vaquero. He's 1-for-4, had a base hit back in the fifth. Butler deals. 2-0 pitch. Misses upstairs and away. 93 on a fastball. It's 3-0, and he is making Anderson Lira work big time.
Yeah, well, here's the, I think, the craziest stat of the night so far. The Fred Nats have completed six offensive innings now in their seventh.
3-0, called a strike. Get me over, strike finds the plate, it's 3-1.
In every inning, the Fred Nats have left at least two runners on base. Through six innings, they've left 15.
Wow, 3-1. Misses upstairs and away, a five-pitch walk to lead things off for Vaquero and the Fred Nats. brings up Elijah Green, the three-hole hitter out of IMG Academy for Fredericksburg, one of the top prospects in the Nationals organization. Has kind of had an anticlimactic season to some people's opinion. A base hit back in the first today. Was aboard with a catcher's interference in the fifth. The first pitch is a breaking ball up and away. It's 1-0. Lefty on righty. And, Tyler, I'm going to bring you back. We keep thinking we're going to talk about it. Then excitement happens. Let's talk Virginia Tech football and take a look at the schedule once again. Pickoff over to first. And standing up safely is Vaquero. Elijah Green still awaiting a 1-0 pitch. Purdue, win or loss?
You know, I think Purdue is looking really good. Some say that they could have a shot at potentially making some noise.
1-0 misses inside on a fastball that shimmies Green off the plate. It's 2-0.
Some say they could potentially make some noise in the Big Ten. As much as I'd love to see it, I think just Purdue takes that one.
Okay. All right. Fair assessment. Runner on first, 4-2, Fred Nats lead, 2-0 upstairs. And away on a fastball. Three balls and no strikes for Elijah Green. Okay, I'm going to go Hokies win it because of Lane Stadium. Going to be rocking. I'll say 2-0, but I'm always wrong. A 3-0. Called a strike on the inner half. Three balls and a strike. Another get-me-over strike on a 3-0 count for Connor Butler. Played at Hawaii before transferring to Spokane Falls Community College. Here's the 3-1. Runner goes. Call the strike. Throw down to second. Off target. Off the glove of Ravello and into the outfield. Now taking off for third is Christian Vaquero. Throw to third. This gets away as well. Salazar couldn't glove it. Taking off for home. Sliding in head first. Was tripped up, but Vaquero scores. I mean, wild infield defense for the Red Sox. And it ends up bringing in a run.
Six.
Six errors.
Six.
There were two in that play.
Highest this season is 7 in a game. That happened against, I believe, Delmarva back in May when the season was still young. Or Lynchburg, I want to say.
Well, after all that, it was called a strike. So it is a full count to Elijah Green.
Well, after all that, the count, not as important with nobody on base.
5-2 now, the Fred Nats lead, the payoff pitch. Misses inside, ball four, full count walk for Elijah Green. This, we haven't quite seen anything like this all year, TK.
No. By the way, we are on this season record watch for the Carolina League. The most runners left on base by a team in a game was 17 back in April. That was by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans against Augusta. We're on pace to break that record with Fredericksburg today.
Here's Leandro Emiliani, the first pitch. And the lefty looks at a strike. Sweeping slider finds the outside corner, and it's nothing and one with a runner on first. 5-2 Fred Nats lead. Still nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Here's the 0-1. Misses down and away on a fastball at 95. It's 1-1. He's got the velocity, especially, I mean, not the tallest guy on the mound. Doesn't have this dominating presence. Can throw it. 96 on the gun, just can't quite get it in the zone. The 1-1. Breaking ball way high and in. Emiliani leans away from it, and it's 2-1. Leandro Emiliani is 2-for-4 today. Base hits in the first and the third. Had a big RBI in the third. Here's the 2-1. Outside on a fastball. 3-1. All right, TK, Rutgers. I think Tech goes and beats Rutgers.
You know, I agree with you there. I was kind of writing down what games I can see Tech winning, and Rutgers was number two on that list.
3-1. Finds the zone for a strike. A fastball right down the middle, and it's 3-2. Back-to-back full counts now for Connor Butler. Still nobody out with a runner on first. Payoff pitch. It's on the way. Runner goes. Misses upstairs. Didn't matter. Ball four, Emiliani takes first, and this is three consecutive walks. You have to think, and there's Liam Carroll. There's Liam Carroll. That'll be the day for Connor Butler. Yeah, it was kind of one of those three consecutive walks. You had to wonder how long they'd let it go, and the Red Sox will make a call to the bullpen.
Well, real quick, I just want to bring up the topic of free passes. Of course, when you have, you know, those errors you let a runner get from first to home on a couple of errors, all six of those errors are at least one base of a free pass, including Connor Butler. You've now walked 12 batters, hitting a batter as well. There have just been too many bases that the Red Sox have given to the Nationals today. And to be quite frank, they're lucky that it's only 5-2 on the scoreboard right now.
Yeah, I was just going to say that with the amount of guys that the Fred Nats have left aboard. TK, let's take a short break here while we get the details on the brand new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. It's a 5-2 Fredericksburg lead here with nobody out in the top of the seventh. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and there's a new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. Michael Valletta toes the rubber for the Red Sox, a right-handed pitcher out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Goes with a fastball, slider, changeup. The tall righty steps on in Royce Mar-Quintana. Righty-on-righty matchup. Quintana 1-for-4 today. Has runners on first and second with nobody out. First pitch is cranked down the left field line. Gloved by Salazar. He steps on the bag. Fires to first in time. Double play.
Well, that's a good way to welcome your new pitcher into the game.
Definitely a good way to do that. Michael Valletta comes in and with one pitch ends up grabbing two outs, and there's two gone with a runner on second. So it chops down Elijah Green at third base. Emiliani makes it to second, and Quintana is out at first. Max Romero Jr. digs in, righty on lefty, former Vanderbilt Commodore. First pitch, he swings and lifts it foul. Back behind home plate, nothing in one. Turned Miami Hurricane. Spent a couple of years at Vanderbilt. Decided to take his talents to the ACC. You could almost say take his talents to South Beach, like LeBron. Here's the 0-1. Lifts it foul again down the left field line, and Romero Jr. down nothing and two. Michael Valletta has kind of been a stud for the Red Sox as of late when coming into a ball game. Went two innings against the Shorebirds, gave up just one walk, and had five strikeouts in two innings. Runner on second, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball out of the zone. It strands a runner on second, and Valletta comes in and quickly slams the door with three outs. One run in the top of the seventh for the Fred Nats. They lead it 5-2. We go to the home half of the seventh inning. Time to stretch in Salem. Back after this. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox offense has their work cut out for them. 5-2, the lead for the Fredericksburg Nationals as we go to the home half of seven. And the Red Sox, TK, in a little bit of a jam here. Justinson Garcia, Luis Ravello, and Lionel James due up. Luckily, you have some of your hottest twigs up at the top of the order.
Yeah, the twigs at the top of the order, though, have not been producing as much as the Red Sox would like right now. A combined 2-for-8 go the top of the order for the Red Sox, which, you know, isn't terrible, and that's kind of keeping afloat the Red Sox hit column, which sits at 4 right now. And, you know, they do have their work cut out for them as Bubba Hall enters for the Nats as well, but they're only down 3. It's doable despite the 6-0 parity on the air column.
Bubba Hall is in. Justinson Garcia looks at a ball, and the count is 1-0. Righty on righty, the 1-0. He waves and misses. Took a massive cut at a high fastball, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. So Bubba Hall comes in for Pedro Gonzalez. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip back to the backstop, and it's 1-2.
You know, cool story about Fred Nat's pitcher Bubba Hall, and I'm sure this story may have been said a couple of times if you're used to listening to the Fred Nat's airwaves with Eric Bach and Ben Carlton, but the story of why they call him Bubba.
1-2. Skips off the glove of Romero Jr., and it's 2-2. Why is that, TK?
Well, it was when he was young. He had a younger brother who was just born and just learning how to speak, say his first words.
2-2. This is outside on a fastball, 3-2.
And his younger brother couldn't say the word brother, and it came out older Bubba or brother.
Okay.
And they started calling him Bubba because of that.
3-2. Swing and a high fly ball, shallow center field, Green. Well underneath it, and he makes the catch for out number one. Interesting. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of families kind of have something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because Bubba is quite different from his birth name, which is Dawson Hall.
Okay, yeah. Brings up Luis Ravello, and actually the roster just states Bubba. First pitch. Misses inside 1-0. Now, if you do some digging and you go online, obviously you can find that it's Dawson, but when you get the Fred Nats, the game notes will tell you, but when you get the initial roster, it's Bubba. Luis Ravello looks at a ball, and the count 2-0.
Yeah, it has a baseball reference page as Bubba Hall, his MILB.com page is Bubba Hall. I mean, by all means necessary, he is Bubba Hall. That's his name.
2-0. Swing and a miss. Got up with a fastball low in the zone. Two balls and a strike for Luis Ravello, who's 1-for-2 today. A walk in the third, a base hit in the fifth, and a looking strikeout in the first. 2-1. Misses inside on a fastball, 3-1. Light crowd tonight, TK. Hoping it'll kind of pack in this weekend. First weekend before college football. Around these parts, the 3-1. Misses inside, and it's a walk for Luis Ravello.
You know, it's crazy when you talk about where people can be in 1 year's time. And I promise you that relates to what you're talking about, because next week, Vanderbilt hosts Hawaii in the return of a home-and-home in a Week 0 game. One of our good friends, Jake Lyman, is now working for Vanderbilt and will be working that game against Hawaii. 1 year ago, I was out with him having dinner and a couple of drinks, watching the Vanderbilt at Hawaii game.
Wow.
Crazy where you can be 1 year later.
No kidding. Runner on first is Ravello for the Sox. Here's Lionel James. Righty on righty. Pick off over to first. Ravello stands up safely. That game, is that in Hawaii or at Vandy in Nashville?
The first game of the home and home was in Hawaii. This game is in Nashville.
Okay. Gotcha. I was going to say, does Jake get to take the trip? First pitch is lifted high into the air out into shallow right field. Chasing in is the right fielder, Vaquero, and he makes the pinch. His first defensive play in single A is successful, and there's two gone. Brings up Johan Fran Garcia, two strikeouts today with a walk for the young prospect. Jake actually did just get to take a trip with Vandy. Where did they go?
Italy.
Italy. And Virginia Tech women's basketball just went to Greece.
Yep. And Virginia Tech men's basketball also went to Italy.
Yep. First pitch to Garcia. He swings and fouls it back on a fastball. They count nothing and one. Those basketball trips are pretty, pretty cool. Kind of a normalized thing, like every 4 years, they'll kind of take one of those trips. Makes it so that every class gets to do it once type of thing. Whether they're a freshman or a senior. Pick off over to first, Garcia. Still looking at an 0-1 count, Ravello in safely.
Now, I know this was before your time at Virginia Tech, but back when I was a freshman, there was a women's basketball player. I'll let you have the 0-1.
Appreciate it. It's on the way, and it's lifted foul down the right field line. Nothing in two.
There was a women's basketball player by the name of Alex Obofegui. And
okay.
She was from France, and the European trip for the team, I believe that summer, was to France to let her play in her home country.
Really? Okay. They couldn't do that for Georgia Amor and go play in Australia?
Yeah, I think the budget is a little more expensive for Australia.
0-2, misses high, 1-2. True, it always seems to be Europe when they do these trips. I remember Syracuse men's basketball did one last year to Italy. You ever seen the documentary on ESPN, The Fab Five?
Haven't watched too many documentaries in general.
1-2. Misses downstairs, 2-2. Well, it's about the first time ever in college basketball that a team started five freshmen. It was at Michigan back in the late 90s. It was the Fab Five. And anyways, they took one of those trips, but they documented it. They recorded the whole thing. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Max Romero Jr., and it ends the inning. The Red Sox strand a runner on first in Ravello after his walk. It's 5-2, the Nationals lead. We go to the top of the eighth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the eighth, Red Sox trailing it. It's 5-2. The Fredericksburg Nationals lead. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play, Mr. Tyler Katz. TK, take it away.
Appreciate it, Gio. As we welcome you back into the fifth inning, it's a three-run lead for Fredericksburg, and we're approaching a single season or a 2023 season record for most runners left on base. Fredericksburg with two offensive innings left to play. They've left 16 on base, which is tied for third in all levels or all different leagues of single A with runners left on base with 16. Carolina League lead for this season is 17. Single A record is 18. So that's something to keep our eye on. As Marcus Brown, John McHenry, and Armando Cruz, the 789, step in to take on Michael Valera. Now, while we welcome you into the eighth inning, I do want to finish up a conversation we were having last inning, a swing and a miss for strike one. Giovanni, I know you were talking about the Fab Five documentary.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And the point was they took a trip to Europe.
0-1 to Brown. Check swing downstairs, 1-1.
And, no, it was kind of like The Last Dance where, like, they filmed everything behind the scenes, and that was just a big part of the doc, like their trip to Europe, how the freshmen were able to gel on that trip, and then they ended up being the first college basketball team to ever start five freshmen about, I think, a month into the season.
1-1, missing inside, two balls and a strike.
So I want to make sure I get all the names right, but Jalen Rose was part of the Fab Five. Juwan Howard, who's the head coach at Michigan now, was part of the Fab Five.
2-1 to Brown upstairs, and it's now a 3-1 count. Valera's kind of struggling with control after pitching to just two batters and recording three strikes in the seventh.
Chris Weber was part of the Fab Five. I'm missing two more. I want to say it was, yep, Jimmy King was one.
And ball four, Marcus Brown will get aboard. Fred Nats now have eight consecutive innings with a batter reaching.
So Jimmy King was one, and there's still one more I'm missing. Jalen Rose, Chris Weber, Juwan Howard, Jimmy King, and I'm going to look it up. Austin Ray Jackson. Gotcha. Yep, the Fab Five at Michigan. They were pretty good. Made it all the way to the national championship, lost to North Carolina.
Pretty good story. Ball downstairs skips away, and it will allow Marcus Brown to get into scoring position on the wild pitch. Runner in scoring position, and the Fred Nats have done that in every inning so far. How about that? Every inning, a runner in scoring position. Only five runs to show, which is more to the Red Sox credit of resiliency and battling through it. 1-0 delivery, called a strike on the inside part of the plate. One ball and one strike. Do you want to quickly bring back up that left on base statistic, because there's a interesting parity between this season and last season. The 1-1 ball downstairs, it's a 2-1 count. Last season, the most runners left on base in a single game was 21. It was done by the Columbia Fireflies just 3 days from now last year, August 25th, 2022. Swing and a grounder up to first base. It's gloved by James. He'll step on the first base bag. One gone on a three unassisted. Brown advances up to third base on the play. Columbia's opponent in that game, the Salem Red Sox. Mm. And that was a game here in Salem, so kind of interesting. Same part of the year, a lot of runners left on base and what could be a new 2023 single-A record. First pitch to Armando Cruz, missing downstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. Cruz today is 2-for-3 with a pair of singles, a walk, and a flyout. Check swing on the outside part of the plate. Two balls and no strikes to Armando Cruz. Bullpen is quiet. Count the delivery, swinging bunt on a check swing, it goes over to first. It's an RBI ground out to first base by Armando Cruz. Back-to-back three unassisted. Marcus Brown comes in to score. A walk, a wild pitch, and a pair of ground outs ends up driving in the sixth run of the night for Fredericksburg. Seven hits for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Six runs to show for it. Here's the interesting part of that. Elijah Nunez takes the first pitch, called strike. The last time Fredericksburg got a base hit was back in the fifth inning. They have scored two runs post-fifth inning. The 1-0 chopper heading over to Luis Ravello. The throw on to James, and for the first time tonight, the Fred Nats do not leave a runner on base. 4-3 ground out ends the frame, but an RBI ground out to first from Armando Cruz scores Marcus Brown. 6-2 Fred Nats as we head to the bottom of the eighth on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long?
Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Sweet Caroline rings out here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for this one tonight. Salem has got some work cut out for them. Down by now four runs. Enderson Lira, Nathaniel Uten, and Marvin Alcantara all do up. Giovanni, what does Salem need to do here to try to figure out Bubba Hall, put some more hits on the scoreboard? Because right now the errors column is outdoing both the hits and runs column for the Sox.
Yeah, got to put the bat on the ball, right? Starts there. Just be patient in the at-bats. Don't try and do anything crazy just because you're trailing. Stick to it. Just work good quality at-bats. It's, you know, every long journey starts with one step, so you got to start somewhere, and don't be afraid to take a walk. It doesn't have to be a home run off the bat or extra base hits. No.
Check swing to Enderson Lira on a pitch downstairs for ball one. The 1-0 delivery to Lira is popped up foul. And out of play, count will go even to one ball and one strike. I know I keep bringing this specific stat up. I just did some more research and thought I'd share with the class.
Share with the class.
The 1-1 to Lira is a ball, or excuse me, a called strike downstairs. My apologies. The most runners left on base across all levels of organized baseball, so that's from rookie leagues up to the majors to indie ball. Here's the 1-2, grounded over to third. McHenry will fire across the diamond. Pulls Emiliani off the bag, but the tag is made regardless. A 5-3 ground out will open the inning, bringing up the 1-for-2, Nathaniel Uten. But the most runners left on base across all levels of organized baseball this season is 19. The Fred Nats would have to leave the bases loaded in the top of the ninth to achieve that. First pitch foul ball to Nathaniel Uten, a strike. So it's an 0-1 to Uten, who's making his Salem debut. 1-for-2, got on board with a hit by a pitch as well. He swings and cracks one foul up the first baseline. It will get past the watchful eye of first base coach Chase Illig before he chases it down behind the tarp. Six runs on seven hits, no errors for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Much uglier line score on the home side. The 0-2 swung on and missed, and Uten will go down on strikes. Second strikeout for Bubba Hall. Two runs on four hits, six errors for Salem. Their second most of the season behind a seven-error performance earlier this season against Lynchburg. Marvin Alcantara steps in 0-for-3 today, looking to figure things out with the bat in his hands. He'll take a first pitch ball outside, belt high at 82. No 71 batter in Alcantara. Does have four RBIs to show for his season. Called strike will even the count to a ball and a strike. And for Marvin Alcantara, taking the number that was worn earlier this season by Miguel Blaise. Big shoes to fill as he fouls off the 1-1. Count goes to 1-2 in favor of the pitcher, Bubba Hall. Scouts identified him as one of the best prospects in the 2022 Dominican Summer League roster. As he cracks one towards left field, not deep enough as Nunez is underneath it. And that will retire the side. 1-2-3 go the Red Sox here in the bottom of the eighth. Fred Nats will have the final chance to add some insurance runs when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're nearly at the finish line, the ninth inning. Fredericksburg looking to take the series opener. They lead by four, looking to add some more. Leading things off for the Fred Nats, Christian Vaquero, heart of the batting order, 2-3-4. It's Vaquero, Green, and Emiliani. Today, Vaquero is 1-for-4 with a walk, a single. He did come around to score off a stolen base and a two-error sequence back in the seventh. Michael Valera back out for his second full inning of work. He came in for relief of Connor Butler back in the seventh and recorded all three outs of the seventh inning as well. So Vaquero steps into the batter's box due to his 1-for-4 day, now batting .250 at the single-A level. He'll rip a hard ground ball to Luis Cervello. The throw onto first is in time, one gone. 4-3 ground out. That was a really hard-hit ball by Vaquero. At least it seemed like that off the bat. Trackman showing 89 off the bat for Vaquero, as it now brings up Elijah Green. Quite an interesting line for him today. Is 1-for-3, a single, a strikeout looking, reached on catcher's interference, and walked twice. First pitch downstairs to Elijah Green for ball one. Leandro Emiliani stands on deck as well. He is in the midst of a two-hit day. Nationals with seven base hits, only two Nationals with a multi-hit day, Armando Cruz and Leandro Emiliani. The 1-0 to Green is fouled off, and the count goes even to one ball and one strike. It's been a sneakily long ball game. We started at 7:05. It's currently 9:45 here on the East Coast. Been a 2-hour and 40-minute game. The 1-1 is swung on and missed by Elijah Green. Strike two. Last time Salem participated in a game of over 2 hours and 40 minutes, not that long ago, on the 19th against Delmarva, a 2 hour and 51 minute game. An over 3 hour game, which I highly doubt we will get to, knock on wood. 1-2, ball downstairs, and a 2-2 count. Now, the only way we can get to 3 hours is if Salem makes a comeback in the bottom of the ninth, which would be awesome to see. The last time Salem participated in a game of over 3 hours, going to have to look back at the game log for that one. 2-2 is swung on and missed by Green at strike three. Second strikeout of the night for Michael Valera. It brings up Leandro Emiliani, as I mentioned earlier, in the midst of a two-hit performance tonight. And unless my eyes deceive me, and here comes the pitch to Emiliani, ball upstairs. Salem has not participated in a game of 3 hours. And right there, I have to bite my tongue. I found it on June 1st at Myrtle Beach.
There you go.
Swing and a foul ball back into the screen. Had there not been a net, we would have walked away with a souvenir up here in the booth.
Back in the day, before the tall nets.
Now, we've told the stories of broadcasters before us who have received some souvenirs due to the lower net. There's a grounder heading up to third, picked up by Salazar. The throw on to first is in time for the first time tonight.
The Nationals are retired. 1, 2, 3. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Red Sox need 4 to extend it, 5 to win when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
A call to the bullpen for the Fredericksburg Nationals in a non-save situation. Moises Diaz will come into the game for the Fredericksburg Nationals as we're here in the bottom of the ninth, Salem trailing 6-2. Now you flip around the line score, you have a tie game, but the six errors by the Red Sox have been plaguing them tonight that have allowed Fredericksburg to score their six runs. However, that being said, of the six runs the Nationals have scored, only one is unearned due to the errors. Well, again, Moises Diaz comes into the ballgame. Native to Santiago in the Dominican Republic, was called up from the FCL Nationals on July 28th, appeared the same day against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, initially signed with the Chicago Cubs in 2018 before being signed by Washington in 2021. His last outing on the 17th recorded a two-inning save, did not allow a hit while striking out three Green Jackets in a winning effort. Leading things off, John Frank Salazar, Albert Feliz will get an at-bat in this inning, as well as just Dinkson Garcia. First pitch downstairs, 4-1 to John Frank Salazar. Well, I want to flash you back to the very first time these teams met on May 23rd. There's a high pop-up heading into right field. Vaquero comes in, still coming in, and will reach up to make the catch, one away. Now, May 23rd may seem like a year ago for those of you who have been listening in to every game, but that was the first time that these two teams met. It was a 4-3 win for the Red Sox, in which the Red Sox scored four runs in the bottom of the ninth to walk off the Frednats. Maybe trying to revive a little bit of magic on another Tuesday night in Salem against the Frednats. First pitch to Feliz, a ball downstairs. It's a 1-0 count. Check swing on a called strike, and the count's even 1-1 to Feliz. Moises Diaz wears number 31 on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals. The 1-1 delivery is a bit too far upstairs, and he is just working through this like he's got somewhere to be. He's got dinner waiting for him on the table, and he's not going to be late. 2-1 is swung on and missed by Feliz. Count goes 2-2. Two-two delivery to Feliz. Called strike three, and the Red Sox are down to their final out. Back to the top of the order for Justinson Garcia. Garcia today is 0-4, hitless, but trying to change that fortune here in the bottom of the ninth in what is likely his final at-bat. He'll swing at the first offering for strike one. Now, Justinson Garcia had a 2-for-4 performance on Sunday at Delmarva en route up to a 3-for-16 series.
The 0-1 is swung on and missed on a pitch low in the dirt. Red Sox are down to their final strike. Garcia made his single-A debut in that previous three-hour game that I mentioned against Myrtle Beach on June 1st. Ball outside and the count's 1-2. Fredericksburg waiting to come out of the dugout for some handshakes. Salem, and more specifically, Justinson Garcia trying to say not so fast. The 1-2 outside, and the count goes even to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crowd has thinned from its peak earlier tonight. 2-2. Ball downstairs, and there's ball 3. And there is one rowdy fan in attendance that is being the comedian and getting chuckles and laughs from the rest of the crowd. Payoff to Garcia is hit into center field. Green comes in, dives, can't get there, and this game will continue. What is in all likelihood a base hit for Justinson Garcia, and it is, pops up on the scoreboard. Garcia will get his base hit here in the bottom of the ninth. And this game will see at least one more batter. Luis Ravello, 1-for-2 today, a strikeout, a pair of walks, and a single, has only put the ball in play once. But it was a base hit when he did. First pitch fouled off and into the Fredericksburg dugout located on the first base side. Fredericksburg in their red jerseys, Salem in white. Diaz, who came in to pitch the ninth inning, hangs the arm, sets, fires on a foul ball down the left field line out of play, and for the second time tonight, Salem down to its final strike. Game two of this series tomorrow at 7:05, our pregame show beginning at 6:50. Be sure to tune in on MILB TV. The 0-2 downstairs. And that one rowdy fan has started to become a bit of an influence on the rest of the crowd. There are some younger fans getting chippier in the later stages of this game. The 1-2. Ball downstairs, and the count goes even to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Every game in the work week will be a 7:05 start with a 6:50 pregame show. Saturday, 6:05. Sunday, 3:05. 2-2 fouled off once more, and the count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first with 2 outs. It's Fredericksburg 6, Salem 2. Columbia did end up beating Carolina, by the way, 8-5. Good news for the rest of the North, including Fredericksburg, who looks like it's a strike away from getting a win. 2-2 delivery is hit in the air, fouled off, and we're in a bit of a battle here. I like to call them those sneaky battles because you don't see them coming until you realize we've seen a lot of foul balls this at-bat. So here comes pitch number 7 from Moises Diaz to Luis Ravello, trying to extend this game. Wind-up and the pitch is hit in the air, base hit into right field. All of a sudden, the Sox have a bit of life with 2 outs here in the bottom of the ninth. And guess what? It brings the tying run all the way into the on-deck circle. Small mound visit here as Romero will come out to have a couple of words with Diaz. Red Sox have strung together back-to-back base hits for Lionel James, who's 1-for-4. Tying run represented by Yoan Fren Garcia, who's on deck. And now Justin Lord, the pitching coach, will come out to have a quick conversation. This game is 2 hours and 1 minute old. Excuse me, not, that is not correct. 2 hours and 52 minutes old, I should say, as we're approaching that 3-hour mark. And again, Salem has not played in a 3-hour game since the first day of June. What feels like a year ago, because that was Justinson Garcia's single-A debut, and he feels like he's been a part of the team since the beginning of the year. Lionel James steps into the batter's box, 1-for-4, taking on Moises Diaz, who just got some advice from Justin Lord. First pitch, a called strike downstairs. Fredericksburg has a great coaching staff that have been propelling them all year. The 0-1 delivery is hit back up the middle. Diaz gloves it. The flip onto first, and that's our ball game. Fredericksburg will take the opening game victory 6-2. Salem plagued by six errors tonight as the story. Before we step aside, Giovanni, any final thoughts from today's game?
You know, it's errors. Errors is by far and away the takeaway here. Got to clean things up defensively. Beautiful thing is we get to play five more throughout the week.
Red Sox will try to improve tomorrow. For now, Fredericksburg will get the win. They advance to 25-23 here in the second half. 55-56 overall, a game away from being back to 500 and climbing that mountain. Salem falls to 21-28 in the second half, 51-61 overall. We'll do it again tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch here from Salem Memorial Ballpark, 6:50 our pregame show. Giovanni Heater and myself, Tyler Katz, will be with you at 6:50 tomorrow evening for game two of the series. Until then, for the production crew in the room to our right, including our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, my broadcast partner, who does a great job as always, Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark, where one more time your final score is Fredericksburg 6 and Salem 2. That's all we got for you tonight. Tune in tomorrow. We'll do it again. So long from Salem.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.